Okay, Joel Radio. How you doing out there, people? It's Joel.
I'm John.
And John is back. John has killed Corey.
I'm becoming a regular.
You are. Yeah.
I would kill Corey if there was a place big enough to hide his body.
Yeah, there isn't. But Corey's not here today, but we're going to find... That's one of the mysteries that we'll unravel today.
That's why I'm here.
Is where Corey is.
As a paranormal researcher.
And you look into weird shit.
I'm tracking down Bigfoot this weekend, but I'm tracking down Corey tonight.
We're going to find Corey tonight, I think. I hope. But we're going to answer lots of mysteries today on the show.
Oh.
Not just where Corey is.
Well, that interests me.
That is, yeah. There's lots of mysteries.
I hope there's comedy.
I would hope so. That's not why people listen to the show.
No, that's the only reason anyone's ever commented. More comedy.
Oh, yeah, the guy said we need to be more about stand-up comedy.
Yeah, and I saw that he hasn't posted any more comments since.
We actually have stand-up comedy content in the show today.
We do.
Yeah, and I'm not even delivering the stand-up comedy content.
You have somebody recorded?
No. Our guest, which is another, she is going to unravel mysteries for us.
Oh, we the guest.
Yeah, we're going to unravel the mysteries of relationships.
Oh.
We have a relationship expert here.
Wow.
Today. Look at that.
I guess I need it.
Yeah. Well, I'm a single man, too.
All right.
So we're going to find out. Now, you go by, you have a name.
I have a name. We don't have to use the name.
Real name. Why would you use your
real
name? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
We're in deep
already. I want to at least introduce her properly, and then we'll get to what. But I think you should use the name that you write your blog
pseudonym?
With. I think so.
I don't.
I think it's fair to say.
Here's the thing. The pseudonym is important for... some reasons. It's very tongue-in-cheek because I think that everyone knows who I am and that I write this.
Well, of course,
well, you
the
tell
internet.
People.
Anonymity is more important for the people that are written about and for the people that guest write.
Okay.
Than it is for me because I openly admit and I have no secrets. I it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know.
Wait, who are we talking to?
Yeah, I don't know.
No one even knows who you are.
No,
well, you introduce yourself.
Okay, I'll go.
And tell people who you are and what you're doing and why you're here.
So I'm a relationship expert.
Yes.
And
I'm billing you.
I write a blog called A Field Guide for Avoiding Terminal Stupidity. And I write under the pseudonym... You hate that?
No, I said I need that.
You need
that. And you go under the pseudonym of...
I go under the pseudonym of Sarah Swati.
Okay.
And that is the Hindu goddess of art, music, knowledge, and science.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's a lot of billing to live
it
up to.
It is a lot
Jeez.
Of billing to live up
it
to.
It is. Yeah. So I chose that moniker just out of a desire to address the topics through a lens of positivity. And,
okay.
And are you willing,
it's not
are you
an
willing
arrogance.
For the listeners to know your real first
yeah, that's
name?
The thing.
Because I'm going to end up calling you Janet many times.
Well, Saraswati,
it doesn't bother me.
John's kind of blown it already.
I pass
what?
Out
no,
business cards and I
and
plug
it
for it
thing,
and
so.
I talk about it.
So
with
you
people,
feel like
so.
You're almost like there's a Dear Abby, but everyone knows Dear Abby's name is.
I think
you know,
that's
Judy
very...
Schwartz or something, and they don't care.
Yeah, I think that's a really
feel like that's
see,
apt
I feel
way
like
of looking at it.
Nicknames and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think those have kind of gone the way of tube televisions.
Really? In what
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, I mean, you have a pseudonym for your blog, but you send links to it saying my blog from your Facebook page with your real name.
Yeah, okay.
But I feel like when somebody like John Wayne went for most of his career without people knowing his name was Marion.
Yeah.
Because there was no internet.
Sure.
There was no way to check up.
Yeah.
Someone had to go and pull records from where he was born. Now, like... I've tried to do that. I've tried to create some fake characters online.
And how does that... But you can...
It works sometimes.
It works sort of,
but
yeah,
you got to never, ever let go of it.
You know, my advice is... if you're keeping it solidly...
Right.
Across the board.
All
nobody
the
knows anything.
Right. It works.
Then you stay with it.
And it works.
But once you've broken it once, it's sort of a floodgate that opens. Because I'm Upchuck the Clown.
Right.
And people... you know, there was a day when nobody knew who Upchuck the Clown was.
That was a mystery.
Everyone was like, who's this guy?
Even ICP.
Well, yeah, I actually was. You're completely right. But then when it blew, you know, eventually it became, you know, I was promoting things.
I'm just People saying for my own yeah. purposes.
Yeah.
I have found okay. that pseudonyms for me do not work.
Okay.
Well, you have to preserve your anonymity for some reason. So, for example, I have a day job.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that's a good reason.
I try to
Well, we won't give your last name. I
right.
mean, so that's that keeps that sort of
right.
safe.
So I'm very careful about my privacy
right,
settings
yeah.
on Facebook.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
I don't advertise for the purposes of my career that I do this because
sure.
it's very irreverent
yeah.
in some regards.
Right.
And then also,
Joel Radio will prevent me from getting hired almost anywhere. I can
Absolutely.
Assure you
Absolutely.
Joel Radio is preventing me from getting radio jobs. That's how bad this. She doesn't know how to do. Okay, but we're gonna just we'll go
so, yeah.
with we'll
so
call
you.
We can call you Janet.
That's great.
All right. We'll call her Janet.
That's great.
But Sarah Swati is.
That's
I was
right.
prepared
that's...
to go with that. I wrote it down. And
no,
everything.
It's
okay.
It's
I just know
hard.
That I had to bring it out because I have to undermine my own lack of intellect. And at some point,
yeah.
while we're talking,
oh.
I'm going to say Janet.
Right. And
so
then I would have to edit the show.
Right, and then
make
you'd have to
thing.
Go through. So I'm just making it easier on me, and I'm justifying my ignorance
okay, then
and incompetence
then,
to stay on track.
Okay, then I guess it's been settled.
There you go.
Thanks for listening this week. We'll have more next week.
And that was Joel Ray.
Exactly. All right, so Janet is a relationship expert. She writes a blog. She's here to talk about all of those things on her blog. Relationships, dating. She has lots of. I made notes about some of the. You sent me a list of your favorite blog posts.
Yes, I did,
and I read them all.
Well, that's
and,
flattering.
Yeah, I read them all, and I read some of the ones you told me not to read. But not you told me not to read them. You just didn't. You know, they weren't the highlights.
No, well,
but I read some of those too.
Initially, I was trying to write something every day, and
yeah.
that became quickly. Cumbersome
oh, yeah.
And the quality
yes.
declined
sure
very quickly.
You weren't inspired
so
to write.
I
and,
was forcing myself so the better posts, you know, where became
yeah.
where I had time to write over the weekend
sure.
or when I had a really good idea, and you could tell. So I mean, it was obvious when I spent several hours mm. or whatever, had these, you know, really funny thoughts, and then when I was just phoning it in and throwing some shit up
See,
there.
For me, as a person who I have multiple websites,
yes,
weirdlectures.com,
sure,
wrong with weird.com, all those listeners can check those out.
Yeah,
but it's funny because all websites now are designed to look like blogs.
Yes.
And people look at Weird Lectures,
yeah.
and it's formatted the way all websites are now mm-hmm. to look like a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, it's a website. Because
yeah.
a blog, you do have to update every single day.
You should, yes.
You know, if you're a blogger,
yeah.
the reason those people make money and become famous is because they do nothing else with their lives.
Right, yeah.
But write.
Even when there's nothing to write about,
they
write about something.
Exactly.
Right.
So fresh content every 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
whether you want it or not,
yeah.
and whether it's relevant to
yeah,
anything
yeah.
or not.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most blogs,
it's tough.
Out the window. Who's got time for that?
Well, some people that have the time, it depends how you want to approach it. If you want to approach it as that's your full-time thing, then that's what you do.
Right.
Or you do it like, you know, I do this radio show bi-weekly.
Right.
Tri-weekly.
Weekly.
I try weekly.
Right.
But, you know, weekly, I do it.
Weekly try.
I weekly try. But, you know, when it happens, it happens. If, you know, I used to do the show more frequently, but I also limited the time of it. You remember those days. You
yeah,
were on
for sure.
when we were keeping the show to an hour.
But I find, like, yeah. with what she's saying, with
yeah.
what Janet's saying here, is that, like, the posts on Weird Lectures,
right.
the reason I don't have to update it is because I'm writing something that people can think about for
sure.
a couple days.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If I'm
yeah.
writing nonsense, that
mm-hmm.
doesn't take any
sure.
Intellectual development.
Yeah, and then you're burying the stuff that you wrote earlier
exactly.
that was good,
which
that
was good,
see.
And people need
sure.
to read.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right,
yeah.
so... I want to get into Janet's thing. Maybe we should find Corey first. What do you think about that?
Do you want
that?
To find Corey?
I think we should.
Do you have a Corey Finder app?
I do.
Do you?
I think. I got something.
Now, he was supposed to be driving from...
Well, but let me get him on, because I'm going to explain while he's on. Is that okay?
I guess.
Because
the only reason I do these podcasts with you, Joel, is so I don't have to hear Corey.
Like, thank God Corey's not here, because we'll have a good time. All right, let me call Corey. Corey, Janet, for you, if you don't know, is the regular co-host.
Okay.
Who John is sort of filling in for.
I kind of know from listening.
Yeah. But he's not here.
That's
and John's
loud.
Here. It is.
Corey's got a better mic than I do.
Corey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're on Joel Radio. It's Joel. Tenny's here. Say hi, Tenny.
Hey, Corey.
And, well, howdy, John.
And we have our relationship expert, Janet, here as well. So.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Hi, Corey. I don't know if that's an appropriate title for me, but I'm here.
Well, that's how I'm billing her. Because
well, you're going to be stuck with that title, so get used to it.
Better own that.
Well, I'm billing
her. Fast.
Now, Corey's not here, and Corey's missed now one and half a show, and now a whole nother show.
Yeah.
But he has a good reason today. Well, tell people what you're doing today, why you're not here.
I'm in wonderful Bismarck, North Dakota, so... you can, you know.
And what's going on in Bismarck, North Dakota today?
Well, the Corey and Joel Radio Show's former attorney, Nigel Rosenblum, has relocated to Seattle, or is in the process.
Yeah.
And it's me and his stinky dog all the way out.
Oh, you have a dog with you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And
Judy the Lamp. She's a nice, she never barks. She's a good girl. But,
all right. So he's driving to Washington State. With Nigel Rosenblum, the show attorney who used to live in D.C.
Corey, I'm just telling you that listening to the phone through my headphones sounds as good as you would think it
is. It's okay, please.
Well, you're lucky I'm not working through the car seat right now. So,
okay. Now, what kind of a vehicle are you guys driving?
We're driving the manliest ride you can take through the Great Plains and the Black Mountains. We're taking a Prius.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. You guys don't look gay at all. Two guys and a dog driving in a Prius.
Oh, not at all. No.
The
world is your oyster. Now we have an important decision, Hardee's or Arby's, because we've been on the road all day.
I'll have to ask that question.
I think there's more. Yeah. All right.
Well, Hardee's is probably something you don't get much in Detroit, even though we have a few.
That's true. So, we have a limited number. I was looking for a Rack's roast beef or a Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
Something exciting.
Have you found? You ever found it? What about a Chick-fil-A? Have you found that yet?
I have not seen a Chick-fil-A out here.
No.
So,
I don't know.
I don't think they have them.
Yeah, you're headed north. That's kind of the wrong way to go find them. So
we have Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, well, there's no Waffle House here.
Wow.
No, we're in the North Country, and
but
it's cold.
When did you start driving, Corey?
We started yesterday.
So they've been on the road about 36 hours.
Sorry, we started Monday, excuse me.
Monday, Tuesday night, so you started Monday morning.
Right.
So they're about 36 hours out.
Right.
But they're
We started in Wisconsin this morning, so...
Oh, wait, you started from Wisconsin this morning?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You're in North Dakota now?
That's what's funny about their trip.
Is that the Prius?
They're going like 8 hours. They're going like 8 hours a day on this road trip.
Well, we stopped in Minneapolis for a while.
I'm telling you, they're going antiquing or something. These two, something's going on.
It's a new reality.
Something. It's not. Are you guys picking apples along the way? What are you doing?
It's my favorite.
No, we stopped in Minneapolis and we visited a cousin and had a nice time. Hung out in Minneapolis for a little bit. The movers are like not on no schedule. They're not burning rubber. So
the movers are bringing all of his stuff, and they're slow.
I think it's a new reality show. I think it's a show called
Corey and Nigel.
Go West, young gays. And it's two gay men and a dog into the West.
As soon as they get to a state where it's legal to marry,
right? Then that's the end of the show.
Then they're going to plant their stakes.
Where was the heart? Oh, son of a bitch.
He's not.
I am now passing Space Aliens Games and Bar.
Stop.
Grill and Bar.
There's dinner. I think we found it.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know what I mean. So Corey is out of town till you're flying home. So you're driving one way and flying home.
Hold on. We're passing a Hooters, and I'm kind of interested in what goes on in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah, go to Hooters and call us from Hooters. Let us talk to the girl.
Yeah.
See if that can happen.
I'm going to be researching as soon as, you know, if my phone works.
Yeah, that's fine.
Finest gentlemen clubs.
Yeah, so, you can do that too. But there's going to be loud music at a strip club. I don't think we need
That's a good point.
Yeah. Hooters might be fun because they'll have a game on.
Get a girl out into the car.
Can you pick up and murder a hooker on the air?
That's part of the reality show.
Yeah,
We're going to get those girls from Fargo to murder. Oh, yeah, there you go. We're in Fargo to murder someone in North Dakota.
Well, geez.
Don't you know?
North Dakota is a great place to leave a body.
I think a lot of people in North Dakota are thinking about you in that manner.
There are no people in North Dakota. Until we got to Bismarck, there was nothing.
Bismarck is there?
Yes, Bismarck is playing tonight.
He's at the Hooters. At the Hooters.
Yeah.
Bismarck, you think he'd be big there?
Yeah.
Good Bismarck.
He'd be huge.
I saw, you know, he did the Gathering of the Juggalos last year, Bismarck.
Yeah.
He didn't know the words to You Got What I Need. He, like, did him wrong, and everyone was mad at him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was fine with it.
I would have thought it was great.
I was loving it, but afterwards, the reviews were negative.
Oh, well.
I say, Upchuck, what's with Bismarck not knowing the words? I go, he's a fucking retarded rapper. It's his whole gimmick. You better not know. If he knows the words, I'm pissed off.
Right.
But they were upset. Anyway. All right, Corey, well, listen, I think we'll let him get back to his road trip.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. We're about to go through a drive-thru, so we could do a Bismarck theater.
We've hardly scratched the surface
Janet. What's the next state? What's the next state he's in?
Yeah, where you go from North Dakota to Montana?
Montana is next. Oh. Yeah, we'll be
They'll be in Montana on Thursday.
We'll be in Montana for 3 days.
Starting
on Thursday, if you want to catch up with Corey.
Well,
We
went to Hot Dogs in Chicago on Monday.
Hot Dogs, you know, is Chicago. Like,
so wait a minute, you went from Wisconsin to Chicago?
No, they went from Chicago to Wisconsin.
I was going to say, no wonder it's taking so long. Like, they're going backwards.
Stopping at Hot Dogs is not exactly efficient travel either. Right. You know, driving into Chicago for anything is slow.
No. Yeah. We're taking a relaxed road trip, all the sites of which there are none in North Dakota.
All right, dude. Well, listen.
All right.
Well, listen. If something exciting happens, by all means, call us. I mean, we'll be here for the next.
Yeah.
What do they call Bigfoot out here? I'm looking for, what is the Bigfoot variant that you're looking for?
That's you're in the Pacific Northwest. You're getting there. He's just Sasquatch out there.
He's Sasquatch? Okay,
Sasquatch,
where is the Yowie?
No, Yowie's in Australia. Yowie's in Australia.
Oh, okay. All right. Nigel, any words?
Yeah, where's Nigel? Can I talk to Nigel?
Officially apologize to Ohio. I drive through there a lot, and I thought it was the worst place to drive through. And I now owe Ohio an apology after having spent several hours driving through North Dakota.
All right, well, that's terrible, Nigel. Now, Nigel, what is this new job you've got? What are you doing now?
I got to tell you, there's no way to make it sound interesting at all.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I left litigation where I was doing defending pharmaceutical companies and product liability suits.
Yeah,
and. I'm doing consulting in basically database software for document review for litigation.
That's one of those jobs where you're not really doing anything. You're just saying what you do a lot.
It's giving me an excuse to get out of Washington, D.C. and out of litigation.
Right. Well, that's what they do in the Northwest, though. They make software and shit, right?
Wait, where are you going to?
Seattle.
So you're going. They sent you from Washington to Washington.
He's going from one Washington,
East
Coast Washington to West Coast Washington. All right, Nigel. Well,
coast to coast.
Remember, right. Nigel, Corey's already married.
Nigel,
yeah, he keeps reminding me.
Nigel, now, did this have anything to do? Because we know, as our show attorney, but we know that marijuana is legal now in Washington State. Nigel, does that have any effect on your choice of job location or?
Look, I mean, I'm well aware, you weigh the equities, you make a decision based on many factors, and this is just one of many.
So it had a lot to do with it.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right, that's fine.
Because he's too high.
The counselor,
that's why he can't confirm or deny.
That's fine, yeah, all right. Well, listen, guys, you guys have a nice road trip, I think. Now, where does the dog sleep at night? Does the dog come into the hotel?
Yeah, no, we're staying in dog-friendly
hotels.
You can
take the dog in the hotel? Okay.
Well, you can't leave the dog in the car.
I don't know where the dog goes. I think if we go to a hotel, you see a lot of dogs.
There are a lot of pet-friendly
hotels. Are there? Okay.
I don't know.
She's a mute dog. It actually works out really well.
She's a mute dog.
Mm-hmm. Dog. What does that mean?
Put her on the air with us.
Let's talk to her next.
All right, Nigel.
Here's Corey back.
Okay, thanks. Well, Corey.
I don't need to talk to him again.
Hold on, we're going to the drive-thru. We'll drive-thru theater.
We've got a guest in the studio.
We got to talk to Janet.
All right, get back to your guest.
Call me if you're at the strip club or something. Okay, that's enough of him. All right, there they are. Corey and I. I had no idea.
That was laborious.
Hey, just
that
think.
That was as bad as driving through North Dakota.
Only 72 hours left of that for those guys.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. And we're sitting here with Janet getting drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much more fun.
That's a lot more fun.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway. All right, Janet, now it's all you. Now
go.
It's all about
that's
you.
A lot of
go.
That's a lot of pressure.
But no, you started this blog. And this blog is relatively new for you.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like it's maybe 3 months old.
I started it in January.
Okay, so yeah, that sounds about right.
And then I posted consistently throughout the month of January and through most of February, daily.
Okay. Did you have other helpers, too?
I did have, well, it depends on how you characterize that. I solicited stories and guest writers.
Okay.
And I frequently had people send me. So it's not, it's really not centered around me. That's really not the purpose.
Right.
I am having a lot more trouble getting people to send me their stories than I initially believed I would.
That comes with time, though, I think.
That comes with time, and it comes with anything you're doing on the web, because, I mean, I've been doing this show for 8 years, and sometimes, you know, you'll do a show, and you know hundreds of people have heard it, and yet nobody has any comments or any emails. Yeah. And then some shows, you get tons of comments, tons of emails, tons of other things, and you have to give it time.
Yeah, and I actually sometimes, it depends on the topic, and so I will find that sometimes I get actually an overwhelming response from people, and then sometimes it's just fucking crickets.
Now,
and
I also want to state what the point of your blog is. We said you were a relationship expert. That's how I've billed you. John concurs.
I concur.
but the point of the blog is it's dating advice, but not, from reading it, I would describe it as it's like the dating advice. It's telling you what advice not to take from dating advice blogs. Is that safe to say?
See, no.
Is there a little bit of that? No, you don't describe it.
Maybe a little bit of it, but I would not describe it that way.
Okay.
I would
say,
okay, so it is a website about dating and relationships and about interactions between men and women, but I think the premise of it, the reason that I started this was because I have a lot of single friends and talking to them. These are really amazing people. These are really funny, cool, smart people. Mm-hmm. And they would say this stupid fucking shit all the time. They would say over and over again to me, well, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Why doesn't he like me? Why doesn't she like me? Why don't I like this guy that... And why don't I want to go out with him? And why did this person ask me out and I don't want to see them? And all these all these things. And what you realize as an outsider listening to other people's stories is there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with any of us. There's nothing wrong with you. What?
Something wrong with me.
With you.
For sure.
What the problem is, actually, is that you're like you're making stupid decisions.
No,
you're failing
that's
to
true.
See.
Yeah,
that's
there's
true for
me. Inherently wrong with you. You're just making stupid choices, and you're actually there's actually usually something wrong with the other people. So you're dating these stupid people and going out and having these dumb interactions and poor communication.
Yeah.
And so I thought that what this site could be. Because this is everybody, though. Everybody does this. And we all have these, like, fail stories, and we all have these funny stories and silly stories and all this really weird shit that happens to us.
Okay.
But people feel isolated, and they start to think things like, well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I find someone? Why don't I have this fairy tale? And it's a really inaccurate worldview, because we're all having, you know, the same difficult time and all these really fucked up things keep happening to all of us. So I thought if we could kind of get together and have this sort of like campfire blog where we could do a collective experience, storytelling, sharing kind of thing, then maybe it would be fun and funny. And we could laugh at each other and learn from each other and, you know, realize that we are all stupid. We're all really stupid.
Okay, well.
And that it's okay, and that it's not just you, it's everyone. And realize, you know, that it's okay to be stupid, just don't be terminally stupid.
I find.
Yes.
If I may throw in two pennies.
Please.
I find.
Yeah.
Working in the field of paranormal research.
Yes.
Where there are just a large amount of crazy people.
Yes.
Yes.
That I feel as though something as What was that?
So you go ahead.
I feel that something as smart.
No, I would love it. Yeah.
Smart and introspective as your blog, your website. I feel like things like that are doomed to fail because people love to feel smarter than other people. They don't want to know that everybody's dumb.
Okay.
People love the reason that Jersey Shore succeeds is because look at those people who are dumber than me.
Right.
Buck Wild succeeds because look at those people dumber than me.
Well, the guy died of carbon monoxide.
Did, right, he did. But I feel like whenever you do something smart. Whenever you do something smart.
Sorry. It's okay. Can I just that he just handed me something to open a bottle of beer with?
And you've never seen that. Never seen a bottle opener.
It's a can opener.
It's a can opener can with opener, a bottle opener attachment.
See?
Right, so that's why I said.
If you were to look at that, when you looked at that, you didn't see the bottle opener part?
That's the bottle opener.
You didn't see that?
I mean,
see
it. Okay, anyway, so I'm sorry.
What I was going to say.
So continue.
No, I'm just saying, I think that people don't want to be, they don't want to know they're as dumb as everyone else.
Right.
We like to elevate ourselves above everyone else.
Okay, well, what the theory...
There's ghost hunters are like, those other ghost hunters are really dumb because they do this, and we do this. And then you have other people who are like, well, you're both dumb because you're hunting ghosts.
All right. Oh.
Well, what I call your theory actually is something I've thought about, and I call that lives more depressing than my own.
Right.
And it's like this relativism thing that we all do to validate our own existence, and we love to do that.
Yep.
And partially it's so that we don't ever have to be introspective or change.
Right.
And it's so you can say, well, at least I'm not. And you can say about anything.
Right.
You can say, well, you know, I may have gained some weight, but at least I'm not Jane who, you know, looks like complete shit. And you can do.
Who's Jane?
It's applicable.
Dude, now, when you
it's
said that, would you have
applicable.
Someone in mind?
Does Jane really mean Corey? Is that what you're trying to say?
She is fat.
Yeah.
Totally
fatter than
generic.
Me.
That
he's
was...
fatter. I'm fat, but he's fatter than me. By the way, quickly.
Actually, I found, though, is that it's the exact opposite of what you're saying, because people do not just that. I don't know. Maybe they do get an element of exactly what you're saying, because maybe they do feel a little bit elevated when they read other people's stories. They can say, well, God damn it. At least I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough.
But I think that if you do an open call and say, like, let's everybody figure out that we're all stupid.
Yeah.
You'll get backlash on that because people will say, like, well, I'm not as stupid as that person.
Sure.
So I don't want to be involved with this if they think everybody's dumb because I'm not dumb. And then they post a picture of, like, Jesus cat.
Yeah, but eventually, you know what I mean? If you find out enough about people, you find out they did dumb shit, whether or not they set it up that way and say, oh, here's a dumb thing that I did.
That's why I like the open format of podcasts where we just talk about things.
We just talk about things.
By the way, I have to segue.
Yes. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
Because I just felt something.
Okay. What did you
say? Joel has got me hit my hypochondria has put my hypochondria through the roof.
Why would I do
because
that?
Because now I have a pain on the right side of my
body. You asked me about the pain.
And you told me that as long as the pains were over on the left side.
You said I'm having a pain in my lower left abdomen.
Right.
And I said there's nothing over there.
Right.
There's no
now I have a pain in my high right underneath
and that's where
my
all rib. That's where your pancreas and
underneath
your liver
my rib right here.
Yeah, that's
and I get a sharp shooting pain every now and then. Feels like there's a muscle pulled in there.
Oh.
And it hasn't gone away for days.
And it's my fault?
Well, you've got me out of control about it.
Okay. Well, I've told you I had a pain there.
Right.
Where you
and
had
that was
pain.
Nothing.
I went to the doctor and the doctor said it was nothing.
I'm hoping that you hear the doctor correctly.
There's an old joke. Woody Allen told this old joke about a guy named Eggs Benedict. I know that's a stupid name, but here's the joke.
I like that name.
Egg Benedict says he has a pain in his chest.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Eggs Benedict has a pain in his chest. He doesn't know what to do, so he calls up his buddy because his buddy had a pain in the chest.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the and he didn't want to go to the doctor because it was going to be too much money. He was $15.
Is this how Woody Allen told the joke?
No, he told it.
Right.
So I could do my Woody Allen impression. So anyway, I'm trying to remember the joke as I'm telling it. So he didn't want to go to the doctor. It was too expensive, so he calls up his friend, because his friend, you know, his friend had a pain in the chest. He went to the doctor last week. He calls up, finds out about the pain in the chest. His wife answered the phone. He says, hey, is Harold there? I wanted to know how he was doing. And she's like, oh, no, Harold died. So he hangs up the phone. He runs to the doctor, pays him a bunch of the money. Doctor says it's heartburn.
Right.
And then so he goes back and he calls the guy's wife and he says, you know, Harold, I went to the doctor. I said, did he suffer much? And she said, no, the bus hit him and that was it.
I knew that was.
Coming. Yeah, that was that's an old that's coming. An old joke. Yeah. But that's kind of the same thing.
So wait, you're telling me I'm going to get hit by a bus?
No, I'm saying I'm the guy who went to the doctor.
Oh,
you're taking advice from me because I took dry enough. You need to go to the doctor, John.
I've got no insurance.
There's places for got people with no insurance. There's the free clinic.
Clinics for people
fucking have a country where it's all free.
Please. It'll be like
it's coming, right?
But listen, if I go to the doctor,
I mean, I'm not gonna live to see it. But it's coming.
I have a doctor and I have insurance.
You have a pain in your side. Who knows what the fuck that is?
Yeah, you could have. It could be nothing.
Ugh.
I'm saying I have insurance, but I have to pay when I go to the doctor.
Right.
It costs me like $30, and then I have to pay if I have any blood work done. That costs money. If I have an EKG, that costs money. If all the stuff costs money,
and I
have insurance.
Most of Europe is free healthcare, right?
It depends, but the free is relative because
they pay an enormous amount of taxes.
Yeah, they pay a lot of taxes,
so it's all relative.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should go to if you're worried, go to the clinic. And it's probably $80 or something to see
you. They'll poke you with something.
And some medical student will look at you and some really unqualified person will look at you and say, you're fine.
God.
Or they'll say, you need to go to the emergency room. Or they'll say, do nothing. Or they might write you a prescription for something.
I woke up with a stomach ache on Monday.
Okay.
Oh, like your dad.
And I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
Right. And then it was so concerning to me that my stomach hurt that I was like trying to figure out, what did I eat? What happened? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And about 2 hours into the day, I realized I was missing a tooth. I think I swallowed a tooth.
You swallowed a tooth?
Yeah, during the night.
But when did you notice the tooth was gone?
About 2 hours after I'd woken
up. But there was no symptoms that the tooth was on with the tooth.
I don't think that would make your stomach hurt.
The tooth was already broken.
Oh.
And so there was just like a shard of it in my mouth. So then I woke up in the morning
and I had
a stomach ache and the shard of the tooth was gone. So now I feel like I've got
Do you have a tooth inside you?
I feel like maybe the pain in my left side.
The tooth is growing?
The tooth is like in some episode of House.
It's taking root?
Like the tooth is like poked into something. And when they do surgery to figure out why I've gone septic or something, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
they're going to be like,
toxic shock.
Yeah, there's a tooth. There's a tooth in there. And then maybe they'll find like a calcified twin or something. Like, or maybe the tooth is growing.
I have no idea how to help you.
You would just pass a tooth, though, right?
Yes.
You would probably pass a tooth.
I figured that. That's what I mean. I figured that little kids swallow teeth all the time.
Swallow a lot of things.
Yes. In the fifth grade, I swallowed a bingo chip.
Yeah?
And they sent me home from school.
Wow.
But nothing was wrong with me.
Right.
I passed the bingo chip eventually, I guess.
I figure that little kid, because little kids, their teeth are falling out all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I figure little kids got to swallow teeth constantly, and that human evolution has probably figured out, like, that's a tooth.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Little kids are delicate.
I mean, a tooth wouldn't have anything toxic. I mean, the shape of it could be a problem.
I also
but I don't
feel
think
like if you accidentally ate a bone.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, chicken bones people
your
swallow.
Your stomach
would
dissolve most of it, and then you'd pass some of it out. Well, then if you swallowed a tooth, it would do the same thing.
This is a lot of analysis.
So, Janet, your relationship expert, here, let's go.
All right, let's go.
John, I have no advice for you.
Do you really think that you don't really think
that? Do I really think that what? That I'm having...
I think John is a hypochondriac.
Yeah, I think he is. For sure.
I agree.
I've got too much time on my
hands.
Totally
right.
Too much time on my hands.
Yeah.
If I had a woman... then I'd have something else to fill my time with.
Oh, so
but
you think,
I've got too much time alone.
Don't
Janet,
have a woman.
What can I do?
Janet, give him
Janet,
advice.
What can I do to get a woman in my life?
It's not that kind of thing.
You can't tell me. Oh.
But I get what John is saying.
Don't you know a bunch of psychics? Maybe
yeah, but none of them are real.
They're fake. That's the problem. Doctors are real.
Doctors are kind of real.
I think his point is that if he had a woman, he would be distracted from the pains of his own body.
Right,
absolutely.
Saying is if you want to
sex fills your body with endorphins.
Yeah.
It's healing. It makes everybody feel good. It's powerful magic, as we know from L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parson. They did sex magic rituals all the time. And look at Scientology today. It's all because of sex.
All right.
So I'm saying, how can I get a woman in my life to heal me and heal the world? Janet.
Janet, we turn to you.
And heal the world.
That's all that needs to be done. About.
So if you were dating someone, that would therefore heal the world?
It would heal me. And I
could
do what
heal the world?
I could do what I was destined to do, which is heal the world.
There you go.
So this pain in your side is preventing you from your
I feel as though the pain in my side is symbolic of the spear that pierced Jesus.
That's interesting, John. I don't know the answer for you, but I think here's what I do think. Joel Radio will not be able to solve your problem, but I think there's something in. I think if you really have a pain,
I wish some listener would write in.
Okay.
With a very quickly searched Google, because I refuse to self Google.
You won't go on WebMD.
No. I don't do that because I'll throw myself. Nuts.
I can tell you already.
Please don't. Please.
I'll go on right now on WebMD.
Don't do it.
I know for a fact that
I'll have
too
to leave.
General. That's
Janet. What can I do to have a woman in my life?
Have you ever had like? Have you ever stepped on a piece of glass and then the piece of glass just comes out of your foot?
Yes.
Has that ever happened?
Yes.
Maybe the tooth will do that.
I'm hoping.
Like it'll just come out.
Wow,
like,
that'd
out
be
of,
great.
Like, your skin.
You hear,
out
about,
of, like, your
you hear about guys who get, awesome. Like there was a story I read recently about a guy who got stabbed like 10 years ago, and they left the little tip of the knife in his back.
There you
and
go.
It pushed itself out
but
one day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I go out. That's what I mean. But see, I read stuff like that, too. And I go out, like, I'm going Bigfoot hunting this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Uh-huh. Moorhead, Kentucky. You can go to ghosthuntweekends.com to find information there.
Sure.
But. I go out in the woods a lot and I read stuff like that and I read about like I get seeds blown in my eyes and dust and dirt and then I read about the guy who's got like a tree growing in his brain.
Yeah, I've heard of that too.
Like the seed takes root.
I've heard of that.
And then it just grows all around the eye and the brain.
So let's review. So you won't go on WebMD to see why your side hurts.
No, I'm not
doing
that.
You won't go to a doctor like I'm suggesting.
I might.
You won't go, but you will read.
People can go to weirdlectures.com support and they can go use the PayPal link to send me money for a doctor.
How much money do you need for a doctor?
Read articles about some guy had a tree grow in his brain.
Well,
that's fine. That's legit. But
yeah. How do you find out that
fuck
story?
WebMD.
Well,
that's scary shit.
People don't post helpful tips on Facebook. They post a tree growing in man's brain. Janet, how can I get a woman?
If a doctor told you.
Okay. First of all, you have to stop acting like this.
What? That's like,
is it not attractive to think that you have a
your
tree growing
problem,
in your head or you have a
I don't talk about this in company of women.
Your first problem is that you are batshit crazy.
I don't talk about this in the company of women.
Yeah, you are
I'm eloquent, poetic, I'm caring, I've been called charming by many people, and as I stated on Top 10, he's a tender lover.
As a self-proclaimed tender lover.
No, that's the word on the street.
I'm sorry. I thought you said you stated
years ago the word out.
Years ago,
top tennies.
But you, what if a doctor said there's nothing wrong with you? Would that make clear everything up?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to tell you there's nothing wrong with you.
Thank
but that
you,
doesn't
Joel.
Mean anything because I'm a stupid comedian.
No, but you told me what was wrong with me, and that sent me spiraling. So now that you said I'm fine, that pain just went away.
Right. Up Chuck the Clown just said there's nothing wrong with you.
There you go.
I have an Alfred E. Newman mask hanging on the wall.
I refuse to look at it.
There's nothing wrong with you.
It scares me.
It's qualified.
Do you want an Alfred E. Newman t-shirt? I got one.
I don't know. Corey, that was a gift from Corey.
I got a double extra large. What me worry.
Because I like Mad Magazine. 1980s.
Magazine.
Yeah, it's an old one. It's a vintage.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
If you
wanted
it'll
fit me?
Oh, it's extra large.
Oh, well, then it probably would fit me.
How can I get a woman, Janet?
I don't think she has the answer for that.
No, No, I'm not. First of all, I'm not a relationship expert.
You've been in a relationship.
Yeah,
you've written about it.
More than most people have done.
Okay, so well, let's start that answer by saying that I got divorced on March 5th.
Okay, so you're recently divorced.
There you go.
But that's experience that I don't have. I've never been through a divorce.
Me neither.
So that's great.
Was it actually March 5th?
It was March 5th of 2013.
Damn it!
That
I was
got
hoping
officially...
it would be the day before.
What happens on March 4th?
Huh? Are you sure nothing? Like, you didn't get the papers on March 4th or anything like that? Or
well, let me let me just say this. I am a licensed Michigan attorney.
Okay.
And,
oh.
We didn't
now
know.
No. Things are opening up. No, I'm saying.
I'm an attorney, and I did my own divorce.
Okay.
I don't know if I recommend that to other people. That emotionally that might not be my first choice.
So it wasn't the
it's
day before.
It's the low price of free. No, it was not that. Why? What is relevant about March 4?
Many things in my life. Significant. The birth of my nephew, the passing of one of my mentors, the signing of many contracts. They all are on March 4th. And it took me years to realize that that's the only date that's actually a sentence. March 4th.
What?
Go forward. March
4th. Oh, March 4th.
Yeah.
But that's just a wordplay.
But
it's not.
Many significant things happened to me on that, and they push my life forward.
Well, maybe things happened to Janet on March 5th.
It means nothing.
It's not a sentence.
Well,
the only day of the year that's a sentence.
March 4th. Interesting.
Play Twilight Zone music.
What about May 4th? It's
no,
not really
no.
May, but no, May's a word.
Doesn't work.
It's a word.
It doesn't work, though.
Huh, interesting.
It still doesn't work.
How can I get a woman?
John, we have no answers for that. Yeah, she doesn't have. The blog isn't that long. It's not long enough.
The blog is
I know what's
not
on the blog.
An advice thing. It's not about how to get.
You have to read it.
What's the name of the blog again?
It's a field guide for avoiding terminal stupidity.
I will tell you as a person
it's
who
avoiding,
did,
if I can just plug,
please
it's
do.
avoidingterminalstupidity.com is where you find
avoiding
it. Avoidingterminalstupidity.com, and I will link to it from
I'll tell you this right now.
If you're looking for
and
it.
And Janet will agree with me.
Okay.
One of the major issues is that that's a very long domain name, and sometimes stupidity can be misspelled. Is that correct?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Has anyone ever misspelled stupidity while trying to write the domain name down?
Would she know?
Yes, because the answer is her.
What?
The answer is her.
The answer is me.
She has written down in bathroom stalls the name of her website.
Oh,
more than
that
once.
Happened?
More than once. This happened
more than once.
And you spelled it wrong?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Don't drink and chalk.
I guess not.
See?
Don't drink and chalk. I don't know.
I think the website, I think the spelling's very good on the website.
I do too.
I've had no problem.
Too many exclamation points.
Really?
You know, I
hold on a minute.
I have no proof.
Can you guys keep it down for 10 minutes while I reread their website? I read it all yesterday.
I have no proofreaders. It's a lot of just my own music.
There's a lot of ellipses. Three dots.
Yeah, there's
a lot of ellipses.
I appreciate ellipses.
You appreciate that?
I do.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at two right now.
I like the website.
Maybe? No,
it's
I do too.
It's nice and clean.
You did a nice job with it.
It's nice and clean. It's easy. It's accessible. I do have a couple critiques about it. We'll talk about off the air as a designer.
Okay.
Oh.
It is designed with a free website design.
There's ways that we can clean this up for you.
Basically have a lobotomy and still be able to use
this.
There's
ways we can clean it up for you.
It's fine. I see no issue with it. I mean, but is it...
It's from a design standpoint.
Okay. John knows design. I'll give John.
I do know design.
So the whole thing is that it's just supposed to be fun. And actually, I would encourage other people to send me their shit. I'd like to know other people's stories. I've had such a fucking good time with this.
What stories do you want to hear? What kind of things?
Well, give
us examples.
One night at Gasoline Alley, I had a lot of people, including strangers. I was able to get them to tell me stories about losing their virginity.
Oh, interesting.
I'll tell you mine.
And that I'd love to hear that. It was a riot. It was an absolute riot.
All
and then
right.
I sent out an email to a lot of people on Facebook asking for stories about their best first date ever.
I can tell you my worst.
And their worst and what they would perceive to be an ideal first date. And that was a riot. And
okay.
I haven't actually written that post yet, but...
Sounds like top tennies.
Yeah, it does.
We'll get to top tennies.
Oh, we will?
It's on my list.
It's a lot of fun. It gives me a reason to talk to strangers and a reason to...
I think that you would be good on a podcast for the Tenco Podcast Network. For my podcast
she
network.
She could do the Avoiding Terminal Stupidity podcast.
Yeah.
That's
and have people have men and women come in and
tell their stories.
Debate issues and tell their stories and
sure.
talk about things.
Interesting.
Once the studio's built, you're on board.
Well, thank you.
It doesn't say Tenco. It's not
thank
Tenco.
Thank you. No.
All right. Because you do tell stories on your website, and I've written some of them down. And can I go over some of these with you?
Sure.
And you'll tell
totally.
Me. Because, you know, I get the general gist from
Joel
reading
doing
the
homework.
Website. But, I'm a professional
I'm coming alive on this podcast.
Yeah, I wonder if it's because there's a giant bottle of vodka sitting
and
next to you.
And the aspirin, all the aspirin
I've supplied to you tonight.
It's a tooth. I think it's a tooth.
Is
the
it
tooth,
tooth
lodged in my gallbladder.
Yeah.
The aspirin I took, the vodka I've drank, and just general insanity.
Well, yeah, because you're different tonight. Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way.
No. You like it.
Why can't you get a woman?
Yeah, you tell me.
All right. Janet's stories include... Now, I took to this... there's two stories that both involved comedians. Now, I take interest in that because I'm a comedian, right? And I hear this story about you almost... You wanted to bang Daniel Tosh, but couldn't?
I almost did.
Well... Almost did.
Almost did.
Explain the story, because I don't know if almost did is accurate, but go ahead. It's your story.
Have you? How close did you get to fucking Daniel Tosh?
I'm actually might come closer than you at some point if what I've heard about Daniel Tosh is true. But you go ahead and tell your story. It's a good story. I'm not saying it's not. But
thank
go ahead.
You. Yeah. Okay, so I was in college.
Uh-huh.
I was 22.
Okay.
And I went to Oakland University. Well, I graduated from Oakland University, and at the time, my brother Jeff was also going to Oakland University. And one night I met him in the student center, and Daniel Tosh, who was not yet famous, performed mm-hmm. there. And my brother Jeff and I were sitting in the student center. I was not planning on watching the comedian for more than a few minutes because I had plans with friends that night for drinks.
Uh-huh.
We started watching him. He was very, very funny. Uh-huh. I was laughing hysterically. My brother had to leave. And I actually had to leave also, but I found him to be so funny that I stayed.
Okay.
And so I was sitting there by myself watching him. And at one point, I was so late to meet my friends, I like really had to go.
Okay.
So I stood up and I started to get my shit. And I was going to go. And he noticed me getting up to leave. And he was like, hey, what, you think you can just get up and go in the middle of my act? You think you can just go because what? Because you're a pretty girl, you think? And I'm not saying that that's not a comment or whatever, but he was like, you think just because you're a pretty girl, you can just get up and leave in the middle of my act?
That's what he said. Yes. Okay.
And I was very, you know, thrown by that. And I was like, no, I don't know. I'm not leaving. And he was like, so are you leaving or what's your deal? And I was like, I don't know. I guess I'll stay. And okay. So he was like, well, you know, what's your name, pretty girl? And I was like, my name is Janet. And he was like, what do you do? And I was like, I wait tables. And he was like, that's great. I'll do a restaurant joke. I'll do my restaurant joke just for you, pretty girl. And he was like, someday I'm going to open a restaurant and I'm going to call it, thank you for calling. How may I help you? Just so that when the staff answers the phone, they're going to have to answer it and say, thank you for calling. How may I help you? Thank you for calling. How may I help you? How may I help you? Just so that it annoys them. And you will ask, why would any of them work there? And the reason they want to work there is because they get to hit all of the patrons in the back of the head.
Okay.
And you would say, well, why the fuck would anyone eat there if all of the servers get to hit them in the back of the head? And the reason is because the food is delicious.
Okay.
And so that was the joke that he did for me, and I probably didn't do it very well, but he did that for me.
Not as good as how I did Woody Allen, because that was perfect.
That was
But go ahead.
Both of you are terrible at telling other people's jokes.
You know, I've never told
the joke before.
No, but I've done it better in the past.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. It's anyway, all right.
So you stayed?
So I stayed and I watched the entire act. Yeah. I was very enamored with young name Daniel.
My goodness.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Very enamored indeed.
Well, with that restaurant joke, who couldn't be?
Oh, of course.
I want to
bang
it.
No one had ever done a joke just for me before.
Yeah.
So I stayed until the end of his act, and boldly,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, because he called me a pretty girl and all.
Right.
Yeah.
So I went up to him and I asked him what he was doing after the show.
Yeah.
And he, even though I had plans with friends and I was very late, and he told me that he had to go with people he was traveling with to go get something to eat. But he told me he was staying at this particular hotel, which was near.
Of course he did.
The college. And he said, I will be at the bar with the people I'm traveling with, drinking later, and maybe you should come by and have a drink.
All right.
There. Yeah.
So, and what happened?
And I was like, I will think about that. And so I went, and I met my friends, and I drank for several hours. And then I did.
You went to the hotel
like
bar.
Like a loser. On my way home, I went to the hotel bar.
Hotel.
I went to go meet Daniel Tosh with every intention of sleeping with him.
That was it.
I will admit
you were
that.
Bang him.
I was totally going to bang
I'm
him.
Going in.
Everything's fine.
I was going to bang him.
That was it.
Bang.
Defenses were down.
And didn't.
And he was not there. There was no one in the hotel. No one was there. It was empty.
Heartbreaker.
Right.
The
Love
bathroom.
Taker.
Right.
And then I went home.
That was it.
Oh.
Jeez.
But that's,
you know, had Kevin Meaney been sitting there, would you have banged him?
I had a girlfriend bang a comedian once, and he didn't become Tosh.0.
Wait a minute. She banged while she was dating you or before?
No. About 2 months before she dated me.
Oh.
She, I don't remember what it was, but she kept talking about a comedian that she thought was funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up with you and this comedian? And
like, it's a guy you know, or it's a guy that
No, he's
TV?
Actually kind of a famous
guy.
Somewhat
really?
Comedian. I forgot his name now.
Joel Frank. I know. What was his name?
He was a redhead. Okay. He wrote like a sports book.
Does it start with Carrot?
No.
No, okay.
No. But she told me that, like, she went and saw him at the Comedy Castle.
Okay.
And then she went the next night to see him at the Comedy Castle.
Oh, my. Well, that's a pure, sure sign right there.
Yeah, and then she banged him in the hotel room. And that was that. That was it.
And that was it.
Yep.
Wow. And then she ended up with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She sounds kind of slutty. Anyone that would bang a comedian.
She's very young. She was very young.
Whoever would chase a comedian
like
around.
Anyone that would chase a comedian.
She was very young. She was
like
22 at the time.
That's any 22 year old.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
That would chase
if
a comedian
anyone would
back
know,
to a hotel.
If anyone would know.
Sounds
that's,
like a
you
slut.
Know. You know. That's what I'm
I
saying.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh. She was 22, though, at the time. Very young.
I
very
was,
young.
You've had well, she's
22 year old.
She was 20,
yes.
23 when she dated
I've
me.
I've met 22 year olds.
She was
after
23 when she dated me.
Yeah,
so I can't,
sure. Okay.
Think about
well,
that. I was
sure.
35. Yeah. It's true, actually.
It's not true.
I was 35.
And how old was this comic, though? This comic couldn't
he was like my age.
Yeah, I was going to say the comic wasn't 22. Yeah,
no, he was like 35 as well.
Yeah, so.
And
okay.
She was like 22 when she met him, 23 right. When she dated me.
All right.
With a 6 year old kid.
What?
Well, I was six when the relationship ended.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Everyone's age.
She was three.
And I don't...
Joel, you've had a lot of road sex.
No.
No?
We talked about...
Yeah, we did.
You weren't even here, but I talked about
this
with... No. I haven't had a lot of road sex.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I've had a lot of sex just at home.
Right.
The road, not so much,
no,
but
you're,
home.
No,
home is where I do my
you
sex.
And I have discussed before. Like, yeah. I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah, you meet people on the road, but it's not.
I never have slept with anyone.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Road. I can't say that, but I will tell you it's not what you think it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the people that I'm seeing who come to see me
sure.
are nuts.
No, absolutely.
Nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
They think I'm like a prophet
or
something.
Oh, believe me. When I go on these ICP shows, you think I don't mean nutcases?
Do you have a connection? You have an ICP
Yeah, you don't know about that,
thing?
Do you?
I don't.
He's the Joel is Upchuck the Clown, who's the official ringmaster and master of ceremonies of all ICP events.
Are you really?
Well, yeah, but it's
is that true?
It is true. I am Upchuck the Clown, and I'm actually
that's very odd.
That's my horn from Upchuck the Clown.
Because
because it doesn't come up right away, and we've only met once before you coming on the show.
I'm so glad I introduced you to.
Thank you. Yeah, John. By the way, that's the reason Janet is here is because John. Introduced Janet to me. Actually, I met Janet before you introduced me to her.
Yes.
But John knew you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. John had talked to me about you before I met you.
Right, which I did not know.
But then I met you, but I didn't know it was you that was you that he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
No, that didn't. It didn't. And everyone's
but
lost.
I don't bring up the Upchuck the Clown thing because it's weird to people. And I think when people know me, they sort of accept it. And when they don't know me, they think it's completely crazy.
Right.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Actually, I mentioned John in a blog article one time.
I missed it.
It's in relation to ICP because I am actually being haunted by ICP.
In what way?
And so the fact that you are connected to ICP.
I am. Yeah, I work.
The fact that
like
I'm connected to hauntings.
Yeah, no, this is very.
Do you think I have to? But I have nothing to do with any haunting.
No, this is very upsetting.
I don't. What's upsetting?
My being haunted by ICP. I liken it to as if you know how they tell you that you should not play with a Ouija board by yourself.
Yeah, yes. that's
because
lies.
You might. You know, like open a door.
Yeah, right, that's a lie.
Okay, so when my ICP door was opened.
Whoa!
That's what I.
Wow!
Where is your ICP door located and can I see it? No, but I'm saying.
No, that's what it was like. I opened this ICP portal that I did not want to be open and I wish I could shut it.
But it just remains open.
It remains open. And so the blog that I mentioned you in, John.
Yes.
I actually.
I missed it.
I talk about how I'm being haunted by ICP and I ask if there's anyone that could give me some advice about how to like exorcise those demons. How to exercise.
I need some of those.
There.
I need some of those. I told you I needed
those
ICP.
Those are worth a lot of money. But anyway, listen.
And actually, coincidentally, strangely.
That's worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
I'm sure.
I bet it is. Okay. Coincidentally, the Real Detroit Weekly, where Robert reviewed the blog.
Right.
ICP was on the cover that week.
Oh, see.
Well, listen, I don't think ICP's haunting you. I don't think they're
they're
not smart enough to haunt you. No. I'll be honest with you. And
magnets.
Well, if you were being haunted by ICP, me and John would be the two guys you'd want to have around.
Absolutely.
That
I investigate hauntings and he knows
make you feel worse.
Yeah. We're the ones who could protect
you. I know their kids and their wives and been to their houses.
That's right. And I've known them since they were 14 years old.
Yeah, I've worked for them for 10 years, and I don't think they're haunting you. So I think you can...
Well, not intentionally.
Well, I'm not haunt. Chuck the Clown isn't haunting you.
No.
Not intentionally.
No, not in any way. Not intentionally.
There's just a thing.
Unintentionally.
It's a... The universe
any
is
kind
strange.
Of... Intention.
It's a strange thing.
Okay.
I'm glad that someone else saves their laminates.
Well, I do. Well,
I have a huge collection of laminates from different paranormal
from
events
and, kind of
and expos and conventions I've been at. And people, I always think, am I nuts for saving them?
Yeah.
But each one has a special memory for me.
Those are worth money. That's why I save them, because one day I could... No, but I don't know. I mean, I guess I have a memory. I don't know.
Well, I'm not cool enough to have that shit.
If I was,
I would save it, too.
First of all, Janet can come whenever she wants to any ICP event with me. You can be up Chuck the Clown's date.
Wow.
Wow.
She'd like.
New character?
It's a possibility.
Oh, my God.
It's a possibility.
New character.
You know, my ex-girlfriend became a character in the world of ICP.
I remember that.
And she was part of my I had a radio show for them, and I think that's coming back in just about a month, and, you know, maybe there's a possibility for you there.
And then I could die happy.
You could die. You won't be haunted anymore.
I could anymore. Die, and my every goal in my life would be fulfilled.
Nah, let's hope you don't die, first of all.
Right,
could
no,
you say
no.
that about me? I'm the
no,
one over here with the problem.
John will be dead.
I'm the one with the tooth in my gallbladder.
That's true.
But let's go in. And then there's another. So, and you said at one point, just going back to comedians, I think I've written this down as a quote, and maybe I'm paraphrasing, but you're into stand-up comedians? Is that correct? Is that safe to say? Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Oh, wow.
That.
All right, John, that's So, but you're saying, okay, but you've never dated a comedian.
I have never dated a comedian, no.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
No.
Because then there was another story about a guy who was hitting on you,
yes.
And he said he was a comedian.
Yes.
And you don't know who that was.
Well, yes,
You know who it is?
Well, no, I don't really know who
but
it was.
But it could have been a guy who was, like, never famous. It could have been a guy who, like,
probably
did open mic three times or something, for
probably.
All we know. Could have been. Could have been a because you said the
probably.
Guy's name was Anthony.
That was his name.
And there's an Anthony that I know and that is a famous comedian who's gay. I think like in a closeted
Tony Shalhoub.
Not Tony Shalhoub.
Oh.
But there's a guy that's a famous Anthony that's I think a homosexual. So it probably wasn't him. I'm going to rule him out. And you mentioned Anthony Jeselnik, but if you're saying the story happened when it happened,
then
it probably wasn't him because that guy probably wasn't even doing comedy then. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really know anything about
Anthony. What is
it
about stand-up comedians?
If you're a comedian named Anthony, you've got a shot at Janet right now. So please, yeah, whatever.
Call in now at 610-552-0746.
Yeah, that's the Rove douchebag, Rove Armstrong douchebag hotline if you want to leave us a message.
Look, I'm like a real secondary host.
Yeah, well, that's what Corey
does.
That's what Corey would have done. He would have plugged the hotline. But you can go to Janet's blog and hit her up on there if you're Anthony.
If
your name is Anthony, and
I'm going to get a bunch of emails.
You have 3 minutes of material.
A bunch of weirdos named Anthony.
You're going to end up with Tony Cleese.
Oh
can
God.
I actually tell really quickly my favorite story that happened recently?
Yes,
this is pretty fucking hysterical. So I do get through the blog, through the contact form, random emails from people, and I love when I do, and they go straight to my Gmail. And recently I got an email from an older gentleman named Pete, and it just said...
How old?
Well, he didn't tell me his exact age, but I assume he was older because what he said in his email, it was from this guy named Pete, and his email was like one line long, and it just said, hey, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember exactly, okay. But he said, hey, I really like your site. I would like to write something for it so that I can help other people not make the mistakes I've been making for the last 27 years or something.
Okay.
Something like that. Or
so
maybe
he's
it was
not
longer.
27.
Right.
No, he might have even said like 37 years.
All right.
And so I wrote him back and I was like, hey, you know, thank you for writing me. You know, I just want to let you know that even if you think you've been making mistakes for the last 37 years or whatever, they're not all mistakes. And I tried to be really nice. And I was like, you know, I love when people reach out to me. I would love to hear your stories. And I'm not going to bore you, but it was like I wrote him this really long, nice email asking him to please write me back and let's start a dialogue about what he might want to write about.
Uh-oh.
And I use the word dialogue. And so 2 days later, I get this email back and it's from the same email address. And it's from this woman, Diane.
Did you get catfished?
That would have been actually super entertaining.
My name is Diane. No, I don't know. It would have been really the opposite. Like
right, exactly.
Anyway.
No, it she said, hi, Janet.
Yeah,
let's start a dialogue.
Oh.
Let's start with who you are, why you're emailing my husband.
Yes.
And how you met him.
Wow.
Diane.
Wow.
Why are there nude pictures in my husband's inbox, Janet?
Right.
No, but so this guy is basically looking for something.
He's innocent. Lonely and sad and wanted to talk and, you know.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think that happens. I worked at I sold windows over the phone when I was 15. And I used to call people up and say, hey, my name is John. I call the DTH window company in Royal Oak, speaking of Royal Oak. Yeah, the whole thing, right? Telemarketing.
Yes.
I never sold a fucking window. Like 2 years. Finally, I got a guy on the phone and I'm like, are you interested in our home improvement? And he's like, yes. And I was like, you are? And he goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I go, well, I see that you live on this road in Royal Oak. And how many windows do you estimate you have in your home?
Yeah.
And he goes, about 20. He goes, about 10 on the main floor, and then 10 or 5 in the extension and 5 upstairs. And I was like, wow, because I get a commission.
Yeah.
At this time, this is like 1987, like $15 a window I get, right? So I'm like, oh, this is money. So I book a schedule. I load it. Everything up. I tell everybody this is what's happening. And then they call to confirm the day of the meeting, and a woman answers. And she goes, who is this? And they're like, this is the window company. You know, Tom made an appointment. She goes, Tom's not allowed to use the phone.
So Tom is some sort of head injury patient or something?
Yes. He was in-home care.
He just wanted to talk to somebody.
He must have answered the phone when she was in the bathroom or when she was outside.
Tom.
And he scheduled an appointment because he wanted to make friends. Maybe this is what happened to you, Janet.
It's something like that.
I mean, he went to her blog because he was interested, and she Googled
for sure.
He Googled it or something.
Well, so he's in a loveless marriage for 30 years.
Yeah.
Actually, and I said to her, you know, I explained, I said, listen, you know, I write this website, and it's totally innocent. I don't know your husband. I've never met him before. He's a complete stranger to me. He must have stumbled across my website and read it. And but what I would suggest to you is actually that you have a dialogue with him, because if he... you know, if you feel so distrustful of your relationship with him that you feel the need to contact me directly instead of asking him first about why he's contacting me.
For sure.
And also, if he feels so dissatisfied with your relationship that he feels the need to reach out to me to tell me stories.
Something's wrong.
You know, then obviously there's something going on there. And
I would, if I were you, I would have sent along a picture of my junk. There you go.
There it is. But that's a relationship expert.
It is.
That's good advice.
It is good advice.
You are a relationship expert. Don't sell yourself short, honey.
I
love
that.
I do too. That's terrific, Janet. You did great.
No, but
let me see some things from the blog that I pulled out.
Okay.
This is stuff, I guess, you... This is, in your experience, stuff guys should do.
This is one
do.
Of the best shows I've been involved
in. Thank you, John.
Okay.
John's passing out, and what time is it now?
He's only had two drinks.
I'm not even
drinks.
Halfway through
so
this bottle.
Long. You keep drinking.
Not even past
I like this drunken
I was hoping to get a chant going.
It's not even... I would chant, but it's not even past the blue Svedka line.
Yeah, well, we keep...
I was drinking at
keep
home.
Drinking. All right, listen. Janet... By the way, Janet picked the time we were going to be doing this.
Which is why I started drinking at home.
Which is why he started drinking.
Oh, I had a previous engagement.
Yeah, do you want to tell me what that was? You said I would make fun of it.
You're totally going to make fun
of it. Okay, well, that's what people listen to the show for me to make fun of shit. So
now that I'm divorced, my friends think that it's important for me to get out and meet people and do things that are productive.
Oh,
like the Joel Radio show.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's more productive than Joel Radio?
So my friend Dennis thought it would be good for me to go and take an improv class with
him. I'm gonna make fun of you.
And actually, I love it, and I'm having a really good time. But it's a Go Comedy in Ferndale. But I find that dorky people do that.
I find that most of my conversations are improvised. I don't know what I'm going to say.
So you were at comedy class. You were at improv class.
I was at comedy class.
You were at improv class. Okay.
That's so dumb, isn't
it? It's super dumb. People do it. Listen, I can't sell anyone short.
You know what? And it would be less
dumb. Here's the thing about it is it's a little... Everybody does
it. It's hokey.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that people do when they're in a transition in their lives.
And that's where you're at. Okay.
And I know that and stand-up's kind of the same way, because when I started stand-up, I had just graduated from college.
Right.
And I was going to have to get a real job or go to grad school. And I said, let me just try this stand-up for 6 months.
Right.
That was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now I'm here talking to you guys at 11:30 at night. But, you know, it's fine. But, I mean, it just, what does that mean? All right, I'm drunk. All right, but my point is that's what people do. I see a lot of people doing that. Younger people who get out of college.
I think it's a good thing.
Get out of high school. Whatever.
Yeah. I think everyone should take some kind of a comedy or improv class.
What people say is they get to a point in their lives where they go, I always wanted to do this.
Absolutely.
Whatever that is. Yeah. In the case of, 'cause that's how I was with stand-up. I was 27 years old or something. I was out of college and I was,
Janet, have you ever, I don't know anything about your past, but have you ever done anything in the public arena?
By public arena, what do you mean?
Like gone up in front
public
of
public speaking?
Yeah, public speaking.
Yes.
You have.
Okay.
Yes.
What have you? You don't have to be generally specific.
Be generally specific. You've been in front of the public before? Yes or no? You've ever been in a play?
Like stand up in front of a stage?
You ever get speech class debate?
Many things.
And,
yes.
I mean, being an attorney, you've probably had to argue
an attorney.
Things.
I also have been in many plays.
There you go. Right.
I do. I do almost every single month. I do Moth.
Oh, right, Moth.
Right, are you guys familiar with that?
Right.
And I've been in the Grand Slam for Moth twice.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
And I've never won the Grand Slam, but I've been in the Grand Slam for Detroit twice.
Okay. All right. So we're not making fun of it at all.
No. Yes.
Yeah, no, you should make fun of improv class. That's pretty fucking stupid.
Listen, I teach a stand-up comedy class.
Right.
And I see the people that take that.
That's correct.
And believe me, some of those people have no business being on stage in front of people. And I tell them as much. I mean, I don't say that exactly, but,
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Some people are not cut out to do it professionally. But if people enjoy what they're doing, I'll gladly teach it.
I think that I've never taken a comedy class.
Okay.
I've never done improv.
Yes.
But I've gone up and done stand-up comedy, I think we figured out last time, 20 times.
20 times. That's 20 your times. Estimation. Yeah.
Right?
I've been there for 10 of those.
I think that I'm okay as a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
I think that I am funny sometimes.
Sometimes.
I think that the mathematics of comedy can be taught to people.
I think you're right, yes. There is a mathematical quality
but
to
I feel like math... Actual math that some people get to a certain age where they can't learn it anymore.
Yes.
Their timing is off. Yeah. Their vocalizations are off.
I agree.
I think so.
I totally agree with that. What I like about this class, even though I'm not like plugging it and it sounds really fucking dorky, but it's not.
Yeah, don't plug that on Joel's show.
It's not trying to teach you how to be a comedian. Actually, it's about all we do is just play games.
Yeah,
we just play the improv games, and it's really just about letting go and committing and just like not just getting out of your head, and that's what I like.
Good. Well, that's good. Whatever you're enjoying, enjoy. That's fine. I see.
If it increases enjoyment in the life of a person, I am for it 100%.
Okay. But I set something up here. Hold on a second.
For what?
Yeah. We started this late?
No.
It,
things guys shouldn't do. Didn't I set that up?
I think so.
Lot. Yeah. Okay.
This is from your blog. This is all stuff you said, and this is all things I think that happened to you that you're saying don't do this. If you're a guy.
Because
mostly guys listen to this. I'll
Can't
be honest.
Wait.
I'm not sure how many women listen to Joel Radio.
Two.
Okay. Well, now
two,
you...
Two. Two. The number's
three. Three now.
Three. Janet's three.
Tanya.
Oh, yeah, Tanya. Our friend Tanya. Absolutely.
Does.
Every week.
Janet now does.
Janet's two.
Three.
And who's the third?
Your ex.
My ex listens every word.
To make sure you're not dating anyone.
Oh, yeah, my ex. Well, hey.
How's that comment?
Oh, that's terrific.
I'm not worried because she doesn't really listen.
Janet.
Because she doesn't really
I don't know what she does or doesn't do. I talked to Janet the other night about my ex. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we'll get to that.
Let's hear what guys do and don't do. And
this is what Janet says guys shouldn't do. Janet hates hot tubs. She had a bad experience.
I did.
With a guy, got a hot tub, thought it would be sexy.
Yes.
To bring his woman into a hot tub.
Yes.
And you didn't find it sexy. Why? Explain.
Oh.
Without telling the whole story.
No,
people
I won't
can go
tell
read
the
it
whole
on the
story.
Blog.
They can go read it on the blog. Yeah.
good twist back to the blog.
Thank you.
Good.
The reason ultimately why I didn't find it sexy was because it had nothing to do with it. I guess how do you want me to put this?
Well, I don't know. He thought it would be sexy, and you didn't. Why didn't you find it romantic?
Well, first of all, it was at a Quality Inn in Madison.
Okay, well, that's a good reason.
That's a good reason.
That's a problem.
That's a fine reason to not be.
That's a problem. It had nothing to do with anything that I was interested in.
So he did this without even consulting you or having any...
No, I mean, we were
you
young.
You were not, yeah.
I was young. I was 22 years old. Okay. But he just went ahead and
thought
I'm
going to
do
cool.
this big grand gesture, and I'm going to romance my
woman. And
were
there rose petals and stuff, if I remember, in the story?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah,
so,
okay, that's pathetic.
So
don't
he
do that.
Got
that.
This hotel room at the Quality Inn in Madison Heights. With a hot tub, and he covered the room in rose petals, and then he surprised me with it, and he actually had a boombox set up in the room.
Was he John Cusack? What is this boombox?
Daniel Tosh.
I don't know. Daniel Tosh would have been better. I would have been
Did
happy.
Did he make you watch videos of people hurting themselves? Okay, go ahead.
That was pretty...
Go ahead. I know.
And he played, where the fuck he picked this song? Savage Gardens, I Knew I Loved You Before I Met You. Do you guys remember that song?
I have no idea what that is.
I knew I loved you before
I will be pulling that up.
Wait, can I have I've got a question as an uneducated adult man.
Sure, John.
Right. And this has to do with, I've had sex with people in the shower.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've screwed around with people in lakes and pools
lakes,
and
yeah.
stuff
pools.
Like that. Right?
Yeah.
But I've never... had sex with anyone
in a hot tub?
In a hot tub or in a pool or in a lake.
Really?
Right?
Okay.
What are the chances of a woman getting a fish up in her uterus?
In a hot tub?
No, I mean, I'm talking about like, can you push a bunch of water up inside a lady?
What?
I guess you could, but
what is
not...
the question?
The question is, can you push a bunch of water up inside a lady?
Well, you know the human body is 80% water.
Yeah, but I'm saying, can you get a bunch of chlorinated water in there? Would it do some damage? And if you were in a lake, could you maybe get a fish in there?
A is that a real question?
I think
question?
Your problems with it were not that of hygiene or
That's
disease.
Not one of the problems? Because I would find
Let's
that
go back
as a
to
woman.
Earlier in the show. Earlier in the show, John asked me, Janet... How do I get a woman?
How do I get a woman, Janet?
How do I get a woman?
I've been asking that question all for the entire show. I've yet to receive an answer.
And then John asked me, Janet, if I have sex with a woman in a lake,
can I push a fish in
her? Can she get a minnow in her?
Yeah, John, that would be on Realm of the Weird where you
really
talk about.
I really am. I'm listening.
How old are you? How old are you?
41.
41.
I'm really.
41.
I'm serious.
Janet,
listen. Wait. Janet,
if I have
listen
sex
to me.
With a woman in a lake,
can I push a fish in her?
Can I push a fish in her?
Yeah. Is that possible? Yes or no?
I think there's a tooth in my gallbladder.
Listen, that's not the answer to my question.
How do I
know
I
that
a
in
woman?
South America, people. I know in South America, men can pee and a fish will go in their penis.
All right. Well, that's all right, John. That is for Realm of the Weird, and people can go listen to that on the Tenco Network.
If it doesn't say Tenco, it's not Tenco.
All right. It doesn't say Tenco, it's not Tenco. All right. Well, let me get to other things on Janet's list of stuff not to do. How's that?
I really didn't know the answer to that question.
But no,
I would say no.
No,
I'm not a fucking doctor.
Push a fish into a woman if you have sex.
Can you
sex
push
with
a bunch
away?
Of water in a woman in a hot
yes,
tub?
Yes, but it won't hurt her.
Does she spray it out later or what happens?
It probably, you know, you can
no, it's
swallow,
like a homeostasis thing. It's like a homeostasis.
Don't
like
get so fucking mad at me because I'm dumb. I'm asking questions legitimately to get answers, and I'm being treated as a mental patient.
No, okay, so you're familiar with the principle of osmosis, correct?
Oh, wait a minute, what's that?
That's Savage Garden.
Is that a little Savage Garden I hear?
It is.
I've never heard
bring
this.
Bring back memories.
Never heard it, but it's soothing.
It does.
Does it bring back? Can you picture the hot tub?
I'm thinking of leaving.
Oh, don't say that, Janet. Come on. This is a who? Now what? Why would this not get a woman, John? Think, listen to this.
I would go in a hot tub with a man.
I'm looking at Savage Garden. I think you'd go in the hot tub with those guys, right? Those
yeah,
guys.
They would want me in the hot tub with them.
I think they wrote this in the hot tub, these guys.
Those guys have never seen a Savage Garden.
Savage Garden.
Yeah. I used to, that's what I used to call between a woman's legs. Savage Garden.
Maybe that's what, to them, well, it's Savage.
Savage Garden.
Oh, it's terrible down there.
Gross.
Oh, it's awful.
Go.
It's wild. Oh, my God. I knew I loved you.
I have heard this song, actually. Now that we got to the now that we got to the hook.
Yeah, you know this one?
Yeah. Because I used to think this was
so
Backstreet
Boys.
So,
dude had this on
repeat.
Yeah,
this guy playing this.
He had this on repeat. And
yeah, that is bad.
Had it on repeat in the hotel room, and he brought me to the hotel room, and then he like revealed it. Revealed
John's
it.
John's dancing.
But he is dancing. He's, oh, the side hurts. Side hurts.
The
side
hurts. The pain.
I stopped dancing. And
so, yeah,
like
that's
I was
bad.
Supposed
no,
to be.
No.
Like, I was supposed to just, like, fall over in ecstasy.
This was going
to
be the most romantic. In his mind, this is going to make you melt.
22.
This
22.
Is the greatest thing. This is the most.
Which was the last time I was single. Which was the last time I was truly single. So I'm 32, but I have been with.
Maybe you got married to avoid more Savage Garden hot tubs.
Can I tell you what
That's
I did
possible.
When. Can you turn this off so people can hear this amazing story?
I absolutely can turn this off.
Thank you.
Just
can I
so we know, I didn't get married at 22.
Can I tell you what I did at 22 that I thought was romantic?
Yeah. What? Yes.
Okay. I dated a girl for 5.5 years, and we started dating when I was 21.
Okay.
When we were 22 was the first time I met her parents, and her dad told me, don't ever talk to my daughter again. I fucking hate you. Don't come around my house. Don't talk to my daughter. She's not allowed to talk to you on the phone. This is pre-cell phones.
Wow.
Don't ever talk to her on the phone. I won't let you talk to her on the phone. Whatever, whatever, whatever. So I.
Yes.
We were the same age. So I was 22 as well.
Yeah.
I thought this was romantic. I went to her house late one night. And you know how some people have those like white stones in their garden?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're white. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I spent all night.
Oh, no.
With those white stones. And on the front lawn, I spelled, I love your daughter.
Oh.
On her front lawn.
Wow,
that.
Johnny.
I kinda
you like.
That.
You kind of wish
like
that happened to you.
I kind of do.
Really?
That's what I did.
Like
well, it's
that.
Better. It's better than the hot cheesy hot tub thing, I guess. Yeah, I could see.
Not I guess.
You. Well.
But don't you think that's nice? Isn't that romantic?
It's not, it
that's
is.
Super romantic.
Did that work?
Right?
Yeah. Did that work on any level?
It
on
did
the
work.
Dad
it,
or the girl?
It worked on her mom.
Oh.
And her mom then had talked
right.
to her dad, and then it was okay for us to date.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Because what you did is you decided, rather that you could have just professed your love for the daughter on the lawn in the rocks.
Right.
It would have saved
you
rocks,
said,
too. It probably would have
right.
been,
right. I could have just said,
you,
I
baby.
Love you, but
yeah.
I wrote, I love your daughter.
Yeah, interesting.
Smart.
You set your focus towards
41 years old still alone.
Huh. I was going to say
okay,
relationship
so,
expert.
Right,
I have more stuff.
No,
no, no. I have more
stuff.
Yeah,
no,
Janet.
I have a question. No, but
that?
I actually have a question
go ahead.
For you
okay,
because,
okay, go ahead.
John.
Help me out. I need a woman.
All right. You need a woman. I might ask you.
Uh-oh.
If I had to categorize you, and
yes.
I don't want to offend you.
No, no,
but
you can't offend me at all.
No category
I can't
fit any.
I can't be offended.
I just have to wonder.
Someone's smoking pot.
I don't think so, but go ahead.
Someone burn a pizza?
Go ahead.
Go, Janet, please.
I just have to wonder, are you one of those people that are somewhat emotionally unavailable?
Oh. What do you mean by that? Do you mean, are my emotions unavailable?
Yeah, that would be a very basic definition. But
I'll tell you what, at my age, at 41, I am more emotionally unavailable than I was.
Ah.
I used to be, right. Let's let everything go. I will move and flow with whatever's happening. Yeah. But now I'm 41. I realize I'm not going to be married to anybody for 50 years.
Why are you?
I probably am not going to have children. So,
why are you unavailable?
Huh?
Why are you unavailable?
Well, I know that, first of all, this thing that's growing inside me.
Okay.
I have
the tooth that is.
I have very little time.
Aside from a tooth.
I have very little time left.
Very little time left, yes.
Right. No, but no, I'm actually very open to any and all relationships.
Yeah.
I feel that if something were to come along, I would completely and totally open everything that I am. I'm a very open person. I don't have any secrets either.
Right.
I'll tell people anything. Yeah. Right? My virginity story is I banged a girl who was a huge whore, and I was laying on what? I was laying on my back changing records while she jumped around on me. That was how I lost my virginity.
Okay.
That's my. I don't have any secrets.
Right, well,
you know what?
But I don't think that.
Well, maybe you
I don't think that. I think. No, I don't know. I think that most women. No, that was going to go in a wrong
direction.
Oh.
No, I'm okay with that.
I took that out.
No, I'd like
no?
to hear
Let's
that.
Hear more
I
about really Janet's
like
blog.
To, no, this is what Janet like says to not that. To do. Janet okay. doesn't want you to do this.
All right.
Janet says, don't sing for me unless you can actually sing.
Well, it's more than that.
But are you saying if a guy does karaoke or something, it's not good?
Well,
it's
that
not,
happened recently.
Yeah, that happened recently.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Explain what did I miss? I mean, I'm making this concise.
Well, I guess
for
I can talk. I can talk about him now.
Okay.
Even though I wouldn't talk about him before.
So
because,
a guy has sang.
Yeah. So I give some of these people nicknames.
Okay.
Which I guess since I've had a couple of beers, I guess I'll tell you guys this.
Oh.
So I give some of these
have
people
another
nicknames.
By the way, there's more beer in the cooler.
I have vodka.
John has vodka.
And so this particular person, I actually need a beer also.
Yes.
These people, this particular person I nicknamed.
Can I have one? Should
yes,
I have one of these?
You should definitely have one.
Are
have
they
that one, yeah.
My favorite episode of Joel Radio.
Which one?
This one.
All right, good. Sound good. There
so
you go.
I nicknamed this guy Post-Traumatic Pete.
Oh.
He has never been in the army or in the service, so please don't take that the wrong way.
I have PTSD.
But he he has post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's a bottle opener, Joel.
Yeah, I got it. Buddy.
See, thank you. That
you
is what.
Janet.
There you go.
You got a glass?
I do. So post-traumatic Pete really was very into me, and I don't know why, because I was actually really mean to him. And I don't know why he followed me around as much as he did. But Post-Traumatic Pete does karaoke every Thursday at the In Place.
Oh, wow.
And
I've done karaoke there.
I have as well.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of the In Place.
Oh, I haven't. I haven't. And when I do karaoke, I blow it out of the fucking water. People don't know what hit them.
Okay, but so
just
guys,
as an aside,
the guys, you're at the In Place. It's Thursday. He's doing karaoke,
and he's singing to you, looking you in the eyes,
and he's dedicating songs to me.
What song did he dedicate? Not that I want.
I wish I could remember.
Oh.
It was not Savage Garden.
It wasn't. See, he was something
it was
better.
Not
than,
the
but was it a good song? Did
SG,
the song work?
It was like R&B, like bad.
Oh, okay,
R&B.
So it was like
it was
R. Kelly.
Yeah,
it was something terrible.
Bump and grind or something like that. No,
no, it was supposed to be
Brian McKnight.
It was supposed to be sentimental, but it just was terrible. It was just terrible.
Lately by Stevie Wonder.
Something awful.
That's a great fucking song.
But no, it wasn't. It was not. It was something awful.
Okay.
And it was after that that I just.
That's one of the best songs ever written.
This is not awful R&B,
no,
actually.
But, no, like Janet, please tell your story.
Yeah, tell your story. I was setting a little mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Music,
I love
Janet.
This. This is my favorite episode
music.
Of Joel Radio.
Well, so there's that. No, I got kicked out of the In Place once for once I decided to sing the theme song to the Golden Girls for karaoke.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. And
Andrew Gold is the original singer of that.
I love
Did
you
that
know you that? Know that.
I do know that.
I love that you know
Thank
that.
Thank you, yeah.
And my friend Jessica actually rode her bike up there, and so I decided it might be funny if I put her bike helmet on while I sang. Oh. Thank you for being a friend.
Okay.
And when I finished, they told me that I should leave because people complained that they thought I was making fun of mentally disabled people.
Oh. Because did you come off as retarded as you were singing?
I think that maybe that's the impression people got.
If I could pull up, thank you for being a friend in about 10 seconds, would you give us a little bit?
Maybe. It's possible. So,
maybe we'll save that for the end of the show.
Save that for the end, because I'm into this smooth, slow jam.
Maybe we should all sing it together at the end.
Me and Tenny, I think, will sing this to each other.
Oh my God. I would go to In Place and do this right now.
This is what I would do at karaoke, by the way. If I was going to seduce Janet,
can I just?
I would sing this for you.
Would sing?
Do you know what this is? Do you even know what this is?
I have no idea.
It's the Beautiful Ones. France,
Beautiful
Purple
Ones,
Rain. I think it's the third track off the second side.
It is.
Or first side.
Yeah, the end of this is the ending. If you did this, then you have to have a talking bit. This is a really great karaoke song.
Bring to life the visions of one's mind.
You gotta see Tenny doing this, acting this out.
It's so
great.
Good. The beautiful one.
Because I was gonna act it out, but Tenny
always
got it.
Smash the picture. Always.
Every time.
The guitar. This really is
a great song.
It is a great song, and this is, you know, I saw Purple Rain tour.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I went and saw Prince on the Purple Rain tour, and it was just fucking mind blowing, unbelievable.
It would be so much better if you could watch.
I want to skip right to the end where he's screaming.
Oh, he's just screaming.
He's just screaming, but we'll get to that in a second.
All right,
Janet, let me do it.
Okay.
So no sing. So even Tenny's crazy Prince singing not working for you.
It's not to me. It's just crazy.
It's not to you. It's just.
It's not.
Crazy to the universe.
Yes.
But not honed in on you.
And no, you have to understand. Post-traumatic Pete was specifically to me. He dedicated it to me.
He said, this is for my girl.
He
kept looking at you.
You were a guy that he was like,
no, he told me before he went up, he was like, this one's for you.
We might have to let Tenny, it's starting to get good, isn't it, Tenny?
No, I can't do this. Not yet.
Come on, Tenny.
Hey, babe.
Hey, do you guys not usually drink while you do this?
I always drink during podcasts.
What's going to be, babe?
Yeah, this is great, right? I can do this too.
Do you want him?
Yep.
Do you want me? Cause I want you.
Such a great
Janet!
Song. I want you.
Janet! Baby! Do you want me?
My favorite episode of Joel Radio.
I gotta know! Do you want me?
Uh-oh, it's a hard one.
I may not know where I'm going, babe.
I seriously, like, I'll tell you this.
One thing's for certain, babe. I know what I want, and if it please your babe,
Let me reveal secrets.
Yes.
Seems to be the episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Seems to be the episode for revealing secrets.
Okay.
That was too good.
When I was going through the time in my life when I was having sex with the most women.
Yes.
This is, I've never revealed this on any other podcast.
No.
Not mine. Not yours.
Not on Top Tennies.
When I was going through the period of my life when I was sleeping with the most women.
Mm-hmm.
Before I would go out to the bar, I would listen to this entire album.
Oh! You know, this goes back. I said this on the
podcast. That's absolutely true. That's true.
If you want to give advice on women, I used to say this back in the day on Corey and Joel Radio, whatever we starting out. I was saying, guys, you keep two CDs in your car. This is when guys were
right.
You keep like a Prince. You can take that one.
Yep.
I suggest the hits too.
Prince's greatest hits. Yep.
You have that, and you have like a Coldplay CD. And then anytime you get a chick in your car, that's the music you put on. Because there won't be a girl that won't like either of those.
Really? That's
That was my advice to guys.
That's your advice?
Is that good advice, John?
I'll tell you this.
Janet's saying no. Janet's saying that's awful.
I'll tell
Why?
You
if I put that, if I put on Coldplay, you wouldn't like that?
Let me tell you what I
If you got in my car for the first time, and I just happened, I'm just happening to listen to this, and I put on, you know.
No.
You would think that was bad.
Yes.
Why? What's bad about it? Because you don't personally like Coldplay?
Will that reach me?
What are you looking for?
Can I look up a song on there?
Let me look it up for you because it's complicated.
I don't want to tell you because I want it to be a secret.
Try it on.
Janet, tell us a story really quick.
Yeah, good. So why would that be bad?
Why would that be bad? Why are those songs
why
bad?
Why would that be bad? I just... Okay, first of all...
That's okay.
I just knocked that over. We're fine.
Good. You type into that thing, Joe.
Okay. Something that I talk about a lot is being authentic.
Authentic.
And so... The first problem, the first flaw with your advice is telling anyone to keep two CDs in their car for when a chick rides in the car with them. Because if that's not what they actually listen to.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, it's.
And they put it on just for a girl.
No. It's that's, a music, but it's music that I own and that I listen to.
Okay, maybe for you.
Okay.
But if you're like, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Keep these two CDs in your car and put this on if a chick gets in your car.
It's inauthentic.
It's inauthentic.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
So that is bad advice.
Okay.
You could give advice like if you got in your friend's car, right? And they said, hey, these are the CDs I keep in my car.
Yeah.
It would be cool if you went through them and you were like, yeah, these are really faggoty and you should get some of these the fuck out of here.
Okay.
You should do that.
Yeah.
But with their CDs.
Oh.
And you should not be like, here, well, I'm gonna recommend some CDs
I
to
just
plant
thought if
in
a
your
chick,
car.
If a girl gets into your car, you're at that thing, you know, you're at the bar and you're driving to the diner afterwards and a girl's going to ride with you. You have those CDs and maybe she thinks you're happening or something.
No,
that was my advice back then. Maybe it's not great advice now.
I don't know if I would call it like, I will say maybe not all chicks, but I kind of like to think that I have a little bit of a spider sense about things like that.
And I'm not saying that ever worked for me personally.
I can't.
I remember once after a gig, I got a girl in the car
when things
and
are fabricated.
I played Prince. Okay, all right. Fair
I can
enough.
Just tell if it's,
you can sniff that out. You can smell
if it's
the
something that you're putting on to play to make your move.
All
I
right.
can tell that that is your move making.
Can you find it, John?
CD.
No. Can't find it.
No.
Did you? Okay.
No. Can't find it.
Okay.
And then I hate you.
Okay.
I'll tell you what
like,
I used to. Here's
is the
my trick.
Move making CD.
John has it. John has
Here was my trick.
Yeah, Joel. You said guys can make a CD, but not the karaoke.
Well, I don't even know if you can make a CD anymore. I'm not even sure if that's legit.
I'm not sure either.
It's 2013.
Yeah, I know. CDs are kind of gone. Actually.
You want me to be tricky?
Yeah, John, go
Here's
ahead.
Here's a trick.
Here's
this worked for many years. I'll say two when I say many.
Okay.
CD in your car.
Yeah.
When people had CDs in their car.
Sure.
One song on the CD.
Yeah.
Right? Now you put it on. You let it start playing. Turn it off when you get out of the car. So that when a girl gets in your car and you turn the CD on,
that's a lot of work.
It's playing Le Vie en Rose.
That's even phonier than my advice.
Nope. And then you instantly turn it down.
Why?
Like you didn't want them to hear that you were listening to that.
Maybe.
Works every fucking
time. See, John, you might be a relationship expert.
I'm telling you right now, work every time.
All right, Janet, let me give a couple more things. This is Janet says what not to do. Purely, we've hit an impasse.
All right, wait. I'm
going to
stop you right
CD.
There. I'm going to say, do not put a CD with La Vie en Rose in your car. And when a girl gets in, do not act flustered and turn it down.
Oh.
Do not do that.
You should own what you like.
Worked for
you
me.
You should have it up and enjoy
Worked
it.
Worked for me.
Interesting. Okay.
Smart
girl. And so
too.
you're how old?
So you're
Smart
saying this worked
too.
Once.
And
this worked
Where's your girlfriend?
This worked 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
So when you were 22, that would have worked.
No.
Yes, it would have. Absolutely.
Okay. You know, I almost had sex with Daniel Tosh when I was 22.
Yeah, okay.
So did I.
No.
No, not really.
Daniel Tosh loved La Vie en Rose.
He did.
Sure.
You know what I should have done? I should have played him La Vie en Rose.
You should have, and he would have just
him.
Banged the shit
or
out of you.
I would have banged him.
Really?
Oh, I can't take that call.
No, you can't take that.
Oh, Harry Hart.
Is it?
Yeah,
put Harry
want
on
that?
The phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Harry.
Hey, Joel.
You're
listen,
on?
Listen, hold on, dude. You're on Joel Radio. We're doing Joel Radio right now.
Oh, I love it, dude. Because and, you listen, know why?
And you're banned from Joel Radio, so I don't know how I feel about this.
No. People are
going to stop listening. You have to be very quick and to the point.
Okay, listen. It's much too hot. Much too hot for games. No, I'm serious. You stupid
Crazy Dave.
This is much too hot. Crazy Dave. This is much too hot. No, what I'm calling in for is your advice. I'm on demand, on TV, and there's something that came up called the Cleaver Family Reunion, and I wanted
yes.
to see if that was something that I should
yes.
watch.
Yes. No, I don't. Okay. Cleaver Family Reunion, I think, comes after Still the Beaver. So if you want to see the true Leave It to Beaver reunion, that's called Still the Beaver, and you can find it on YouTube.
Hey, Harry. Oh,
okay. Harry Tenney's
hey.
Here.
I love you, John Tenney.
I love you, Harry Arden.
All right.
I miss you all the time.
I miss you,
all
too.
Right. Thank you, Harry. By the way, Harry, for those of you not at home, he was doing Twilight Zone dialogue to me.
He was.
That was from Midnight Sun.
Oh, wait, what was he saying?
The guy breaks into the apartment. He says, it's much too crazy, Dave. No, it's much too hot for games.
Midnight Sun is great.
Can you show that scene to John?
I'll show it to John.
I know that episode. I have it on DVD.
But see, this is the thing with Harry that people don't understand.
Right.
Harry will call me with Twilight Zone dialogue.
Really?
And that'll be a regular phone call in my day. I'll pick up the phone, and I'll hear random Twilight Zone dialogue that he's right. reciting for me. And, of course, I know it because I know the Twilight Zone. And we both laugh.
Right.
And then Harry doesn't kill himself. And
that's
then right. I hang up the phone, and that's what happens.
That's an enjoyable day.
Harry, can you hear me?
Yeah, Harry can hear
me. Yes, sir.
You had your summer. Let him have his.
See, now John will start doing Twilight Zone yeah. dialogue, and we'll go nowhere.
That's from my favorite Twilight Zone.
Okay. See, this is what entertains Harry.
I know it does.
His Twilight Zone dialogue
yeah,
at midnight.
That's from the Twilight Zone where the kid, he falls okay. off the merry-go-round.
Good work on remembering Harry, something from 50 years
thank
ago.
Thank you, Harry. Yeah, that's what Harry's good for. Is remembering.
There you go, buddy.
I haven't seen the Cleaver Family Reunion, but as a Leave It to Beaver expert, I can tell you that Still the Beaver is a bizarre,
crazy,
awful thing. It's on
terrible.
It's on YouTube. I watched the whole thing.
Is
like
Tony
2 weeks
Dow
ago.
Still alive?
Yeah, they're all still alive except
God.
For Hugh Beaumont
and
Barbara Billingsley is still
she's
alive.
Dead. She died recently.
Okay, she might have died. Okay, anyway, Harry, I gotta go, buddy. But I love you. You know that.
All right, man. We love you guys. Okay.
I love you.
And
too,
I got Harry to watch. Who is Harry Nilsson? Tell John how good. Who is Harry Nilsson?
John Penny. That movie's awesome.
John
will,
hasn't
I
watched
will watch it.
It.
I will.
By the way, as my two cents, I say as acting as Corey Hall, I recommend The Call. I think it's good with Halle Berry.
Okay.
I think it's good.
Hang
Halle
up on
Berry
him, Joel.
Yeah, that's enough of that. All right, thank you, Harry. I mean, it's Harry.
That's Harry Arden.
People
do you know Harry?
People hear
no,
Harry.
No,
world famous
Harry,
comedian.
People hear Harry.
Talk about post-traumatic stress disorder.
And they turn off the radio. And
yeah,
I know. They turn it off.
They did.
And I only
no one's listening.
But
now.
That is. But I just want everyone to know that is my life.
Yeah.
After it's 12:05 a.m., Harry Arden calls me with Twilight Zone dialogue.
I get texts.
That's my life.
Janet, I get texts talking about relationship experts. I get texts from that guy. And the text just says, help get me laid, John Tenney.
I also got that text. Okay. Next piece of advice from Janet.
Okay.
Aren't you loving this podcast?
I am loving it.
This is good, right?
My favorite episode of Joel Radio.
Great time.
Whatever. Okay, Janet. Janet says, don't buy me flowers, especially if they're those cheap flowers from the supermarket.
I didn't say
don't even
buy
bother.
Me flowers.
You
I
said buy me nice flowers. If a man sends nice flowers to her work, he's guaranteed a blowjob.
No,
that's a quote.
You're making me sound like an
blog.
Asshole. You're making
no,
me
I,
sound like
I,
an asshole.
No, I'm not. You're not an asshole. Come on. Explain now. The open
okay.
form.
No. So let me actually give some context to this.
Okay.
Because this is from the article, which was pre-Valentine's Day, which was not Tub Time Machine, which had to do with the hot tub thing with the dumbass guy. With
that
the,
we told
with the,
that story.
Whatever. So, okay. So I kind of went through a list of what people generally regard as romantic gestures.
Okay.
And how to properly execute them. And what is phony and what is inauthentic and what is just, you know, not
something you want to
do. Not an adequate effort.
If a man were to call you and recite Twilight Zone dialogue, would that be romantic in any way? Would that be?
It depends. Okay. Maybe.
Go ahead.
Maybe.
Continue.
Depends on what episode.
I'm not going to lie. Maybe.
No change at all.
You know, women just place a lot of importance on
cookbook.
Flowers, and I'm not sure why.
What if I were to call you at your work?
Okay.
I'd met you once.
Twice. It's important.
First meeting, second time we've talked some, and we've exchanged information, and we know that there's a mutual like.
Okay.
Okay.
And I said, I just need to, can I talk to you today? You're at work.
Okay.
I just, are you doing anything for lunch?
Okay.
What do you say? Are you doing anything for lunch? I need to see you for like 30 seconds.
Lunch is pretty safe.
You need to see me for 30 seconds or
just
you
like
want to go to lunch?
No, I just need to see you for 30 seconds. Mm. I've got stuff to do at my job. I just need to see you for 30 seconds.
I would think women would find that annoying and negative. Because
I don't have enough time. Listen, this is what I'm saying to you on the phone right now.
I hear you.
I'm very busy.
Yeah.
But I need to see you for 30 seconds.
You're being
today.
Too needy. That's my take.
If not, that's fine. But I just need
but
to see
not
you for 30 seconds.
But I'm not the relationship expert. So, Janet.
I don't want to interrupt your day. I just need your time for 30 seconds. We've only met twice.
I don't know. I'm trying to carefully consider that because.
Oh, interesting.
I mean.
No, wait a second.
It's
well, no, he
on
mentioned
paper,
a,
it's reasonable.
There's a mutual like.
Right.
Okay, if there's a mutual like.
Right.
There's a mutual like.
If he's not a stranger to you.
We've met twice or we've been on a date.
We met once. And
we
then the second time we had a very nice conversation, so nice that we exchanged pleasantries and numbers, and it's probably we're going to go out on a date the next time we see each other.
See, no, then I don't want you stopping by my work for 30 seconds if we've never been on a date.
Yeah, see, that's he's jumping ahead too far.
All right.
If we've been on a date.
That's fine.
I'm okay with that.
That's fine. I was going to bring you a single Gerber Daisy. I was going to take the time out of my day to drive all the way to your work. And you came outside and I said, I just want to give you this. And I would buy you the nicest single Gerber Daisy you've ever seen. And I would say, I really like knowing who you are.
See, and I dislike that. And I'll tell you why.
You're fucking crazy.
Oh, no.
God, that's great.
She's a relationship.
Oh, that's right. She is. And I think there's a tooth in my gallbladder.
You think that you have a tooth in your gallbladder because you've jumped... You've skipped a step.
Yeah, I agree with Janet. Janet, I'm with you on this one.
If we've
That's
had
too much.
One date.
Yeah.
Okay, so we met once. We had one really great conversation where we had a mutual connection and we exchanged pleasantries and phone numbers and there was a mutual like.
Then we went on a date.
And
right.
we had a great
you
date.
Have a...
I would have brought you a Gerber Daisy to the first date.
Mmm.
See, after
but that's different than
great
the lunch.
First date. So then we have great first date. Then you call me and you say, hey, I just want to stop by your work. Or I just want to stop by. I need to see you for 30 seconds. And then you bring me Gerber Daisy.
Nope, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't. After we had been on a first date, you had already got the Gerber Daisy. Nope.
Now you're creeping me out.
Well, I think when he's coming to your work, it's imposing on that part
that's
of your life.
That's why I'm asking.
That he's not a part of.
That's why I'm saying it's your
Bringing
lunch break.
Bringing the Gerber Daisy to a
your
date
lunch break.
Is different.
It's your lunch break. If you can spare out of your fucking important life
30
seconds.
What if he calls and says, I have a Gerber Daisy and I want to give it to you?
No, I don't like that either. I like the surprise.
You like the surprise.
I'll just spend my life alone.
But you don't know what his surprise could be. His surprise could be
no,
he could light himself on fire in front of you, too.
I'll just die alone.
No. The surprise
That's
is
fine.
Great.
The expert has said nix.
No, I don't understand
zero.
Why.
Zip, zilch, nothing. No wonder I'm 41 and dying alone with a tooth in my gallbladder.
Why can't you just have one date where you get to know me a little better?
No time. 41.
Well,
no
you
time.
Two, another date. I think we've settled that
one
right
date.
Now. Well,
one
she
date.
Wants a date before she wants to work.
Why isn't she taking me
gesture.
Out? Why isn't she taking me out? On
Maybe
date?
She will, but
what
you're now
fuck?
Calling her about
now,
work.
See, okay, so here's
all right, Janet.
The deal.
I just brought this up.
Yeah,
but
I'm
what
feeling
flowers
like...
are good to you then? Tell
okay,
us.
Okay, no, flowers are fantastic.
John's
Gerber daisies.
I like Gerber daisies.
See, there you go.
The Kroger, the
no,
grocery store
with the Gerber
flowers
daisy at the top. Okay.
Are scary.
So no, okay.
Those
what
are
I mean is, so it's all about inauthenticity, is what I'm getting at. So what I meant when I wrote that was that. So it was the same thing with you know when you just stop at the drugstore and pick up a card at the last minute. If you stop and pick up that like shitty mixed bouquet at Kroger on your way home, like that shit thing with the fucking carnations. Of course you do.
Nothing's prettier than a daisy in a Dixie cup.
Okay, that's not what I mean.
But she's saying, you're
I love
saying,
a Daisy and a Dixie cup. That's not what I'm saying.
Are you saying there's not
I'm
enough thought put into something like that?
Red plastic thing. Yeah, I don't. Just don't bother with that.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
You know, and I'm not saying, and I similarly dislike people who send like the big, huge bouquet of a dozen roses, the big showy thing. Mm-hmm. I also find that to be inauthentic.
Why do you think roses caught on? Because everyone fucking hates them.
I don't know.
They're terrible.
They are terrible.
Why is roses?
I don't know.
They're the worst.
I've actually talked to people about that. I think that unless you specifically know that her favorite flower is
roses,
a rose,
don't buy
then
roses.
Don't send them.
Mm.
In fact, you should take. So what I
no roses, no carnations.
Yeah, no, exactly. No roses, no carnations, ever.
Anything else?
Anything else? Yeah, absolutely. So we are
one,
in agreement.
One big sunflower would be nice.
Yes.
Right.
That would be very nice. Unless
especially
you
off season.
Unless you haven't been on a date, then that would be.
So in John's scenario, it's too soon to surprise you at work.
One date.
One date is one all it takes. So he's just one day too soon.
He's one day,
one
too,
day
soon.
Too soon.
I'm
one
always
day
ahead
too
of the curve.
You're a little bit ahead of the curve.
I'm,
and
always,
then I have other,
I'm always a little bit ahead of everybody else.
Do I have anything else that Janet doesn't? No, not really, other than this isn't supposed to be dating stuff, but. You in your blog, you attack other dating blogs?
I do.
You do?
They're horrible.
They're horrible. But yours is better. Or
yes.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Janice is more real.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fine.
I agree with that.
Fair
yes.
enough. Okay. She turned right around. She likes you now.
Well, I guess.
No, I never
put that Daisy
you.
Away.
I know how to work women.
No, but your point is that these other things, they're unrealistic advice that they're giving. And
It's not just that it's unrealistic. I think that it is devaluing and denigrating toward women. I think that it is stereotypical. Mm. And I think that it perpetuates the need to derive your value from being in a relationship with a man, which I don't necessarily okay. think it, or even from for a man to be in a relationship with a woman. I think that it's not necessarily about that.
Okay.
I think that it's about having a good time and being okay with who you are before you interact with anybody.
Do you think that too many men are still stuck in the kind of metrosexual pussy division?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, do you think that too many men are still thinking that they want to be writing poetry
you
and
wrote
being
about
sensitive?
That? You wrote about that today.
No, actually.
Wait a minute. Didn't you write about men who are not women on your blog today?
Okay, but that's...
April 2nd, 2013?
I haven't read this yet.
I have read
that
it.
That is not what I meant by it.
Oh.
Men who write poetry...
Right.
And are polite.
I have,
yes. Not at all.
I have
what
a book.
I was discussing.
Men are crying and breaking down. That's not manly
Can
enough.
I just say I have a book of poems called All of a Sudden I'm the Bad Guy, available on Amazon.com. John E. L. Tenney. Search that.
Okay. There is a complete difference between the like very silly thing that I wrote today and what John is talking about.
Yes.
Those are two distinct
okay.
things.
Fair.
They're very distinct.
I understand.
I think that a lot of women are looking for someone that is... respectful and sensitive and intellectual. Absolutely, they're looking for that.
Would they take intellectual over muscles?
I can't speak
many dudes
for
are bros
all
right
women.
Now. Many dudes are bros. They eat protein bars. They work out constantly. They get buff. Do women like that more than I'm going to understand your wants and needs?
See, you can't use me as an example for all women.
You're the expert.
Because I'm an anomaly. I really am an
anomaly. Well, I mean, her blog is about her personal experience.
That is true.
That's what I'm drawing this from.
And I'm very different. I think I am very different from a lot of other women. I think I am a strange person.
That explains why you're on this podcast.
There's a whole lot of strange in this room right now, and it's not all you.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Well, I think I've covered...
Joel's annoyed with me at this show.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Listen, Harry called in. What else weird can happen?
You're annoyed with me on this show. I can tell.
No, not at all.
I can see it in your face.
Not at all.
I can see it in your face.
Don't say that. I think you're drunk.
No, not at all.
Not at all?
No.
Not in the least.
No.
Not in the least bit drunk.
Not at all. You want to do a test?
I don't know what test it would give you.
Well,
recite the alphabet backwards?
ZYXWTVSLQPONMLKGFABCDA.
See, he's practiced this, though.
I have many times. I've known that since I was 16.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I got pulled over the other day. The ticket sitting right
there. You got
pulled
over because of me.
I got pulled over you and Janet. I was hanging
really?
Out with Janet.
Yeah. The night that he hung out with us, we kept him too late.
He kept me till 2:30.
And then he drove home and got pulled
and
over.
And I drove home.
Oh, my God.
The 2 miles from the bar.
On Washington?
To home. And I got pulled over. I was not sobriety field tested.
My mom thought
Thank
it was
God.
In Berkeley.
Yeah, I heard that. It was on Top Tennies. In fact, yeah. We'll segue into Top Tennies
oh,
right
shit.
Now. Why not?
All
right. Why not?
Yeah.
Janet, you're off the hook until we come up with something stupid to harass you about.
Great.
I was pulled over and
you
not sobriety field tested. Yeah, of course you
can,
Janet. But I had 5 drinks that night hanging out.
Right. Okay. But they
didn't field test me. But I would have blown something, right?
I find it amazing.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
She's going. She's got to go
to the
bathroom. It's over there.
Come over there.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I find it amazing.
Yes.
That I told Corey this. Because I told Corey you got pulled over.
Yes.
I found it amazing.
How did I not get field tested at 2:30 a.m.?
I'll tell you what.
Coming from a
the
bar
thing that
district.
Outrages me, that I am most outraged
yeah.
about, is that at that time of night, in
yeah.
that spot where you got pulled over,
right.
while they were writing you a ticket for 5 miles an hour over,
yeah.
drunken assholes
blowing
were blowing by.
Blowing past,
just
loaded.
Going, they were loaded.
They were piling out of the black fin, all
That's
these Chaldeans
to me.
Full of lemon drop shots.
Right.
And they're all blowing by where I'm getting pulled over.
Yep, for 5 over.
Technically, and it's written, because they write all this code on the ticket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About I was really going 43 and a 30.
Right.
Now, that road that I was pulled over on
you
is like
You thought it was 35.
I assumed it was 35, because 30 is very, very low. That's a big road.
Yeah, for sure.
It's in a commercial district. It's not residential.
It's a 4-lane road.
It's a 4-lane road
yep.
in a commercial district. It
Absolutely.
Should not be 30 miles an hour.
No.
But the officer told me... He asked me if I had a clean driving record. I told him yes. There were actually 2 cops.
Right.
One other cop came around and was flashlighting the whole interior of the car
of
looking
course.
For empties, I guess.
Right.
And the guy says, well, you have a clean driving record? I said, yes. And he went and took my information, came back and said, well, since you have a clean driving record, if you make a court date,
right.
you can get it to where the judge will not give you points.
Right.
What is that called and how do I do that?
When you go there...
The lawyer's taking a piss right now.
It's in Royal Oak, right?
Yeah.
Ask her when she comes back.
Okay.
But when you go there, basically you will go in
yeah.
to the Royal Oak Courthouse.
Yes.
And the prosecuting attorney
right.
will come with you and they'll call your name and they'll go, let's go into this room before we go to court.
Okay, so I'll make a deal with him.
Yes.
Ah.
Or her.
Okay.
And she'll say, like, do you want points or do you want more money?
So it's the fine increases.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you'll say, I don't want any points.
Yeah,
and
that's the best thing
and
to
she'll
say, right?
Yeah, and she'll say, $250.
Ugh. Yeah.
Or we're going to give you points and your insurance is going to go up.
Yeah.
And you'll go, $250.
Because the insurance is going to go up more than the
exactly.
$250.
So and so the judge, then the judge will go in and the prosecutor said, we've reached an agreement.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Fair enough. I think I've got all the advice I need.
From a non-lawyer.
From a non-lawyer.
And I got all my medical advice from a non-doctor.
Yes, I'm giving out, and I think I've gotten all the advice that I need.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I'm sorry about that, because a lot of times with my podcast, people go to jail.
Your podcast?
Yeah.
In what sense?
I did, when I did The Oddest, one of my original
yeah.
podcasts, I was interviewing guest hosts, and I wanted to have a young girl be the co-host.
Okay, well, that's...
So I invited a 21-year-old girl over to be my co-host,
mm-hmm.
and we got wasted doing the podcast.
As it has happened.
And I said, are you okay to drive home? And she said, I don't think so. And I said, well, I'll make you dinner.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay.
So I made steak and potatoes and broccoli.
Seems broccoli, like that would sober a gal up.
Broccoli, number one vegetable.
Sure.
According to Top Tennies. She ate... I gave her a whole bunch of water, and 2 hours after she had eaten.
Yeah, she's eaten.
2 hours.
Stop drinking and eaten.
Stop drinking, eating a full meal, steak and potatoes. She got in her car. She was 2 blocks away from my house and got pulled over for drunk driving.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm a bad
you think so?
Need on that. Yeah.
Well, I had.
I am an actual lawyer.
I know that, but we decided John had the legal stuff covered.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
I had.
That's true.
So
did you hear what I was saying in the bathroom about what?
I did not.
The officer said, I can plead. I can go in and cut a deal.
I have no idea what you got a ticket for.
I got a ticket for going 5 over.
Oh,
35
well, then
and
you're
a 30.
Good.
Then I'm good. And I have a clean driving record.
Yeah.
So I can cut a deal where I won't get points and I'll just pay a fine.
You know, well, what city? Again, Royal Oak.
Royal Oak, Michigan.
Yeah. So you just you call the number.
Yeah.
And you ask for an informal hearing.
Okay.
And then you're going to just appear in front of a magistrate.
Okay.
And what will happen is you don't even have to do anything. Okay. They will just probably you're gonna ask for impeding traffic.
Impeding traffic.
But ticket. They'll probably just give it to you. And impeding right. traffic, it is a no points violation.
Okay.
But you'll still have to pay the fine because they can't waive that.
Sure.
And so it'll probably be $120. But you want impeding traffic. Yeah, and don't ask for a formal hearing. Just ask for the informal hearing in front of the magistrate, and it'll probably, if you have a clean driving record, it shouldn't be.
Okay. I got pulled over once for not wearing my seatbelt in Royal Oak.
Yeah.
This is maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Seven years ago. And I went to court, and I didn't know what was going on. I was tired. I wasn't paying attention to what was happening.
Yeah.
And I got into court, and the judge looked at my name and said, Mr. Tenney, were you wearing your seatbelt? And I said, I absolutely was.
Yeah.
And he goes, the officer doesn't think so.
Oh.
And I said, well, I was. And he goes, are you going to run for mayor again? And I said, I might.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, why don't you just pay us $100 and go home?
All right.
And I did.
Well, that's fair enough. I don't think that'll happen to me, but, you know, we'll see.
Right.
I'm going to call the number and do that. I'm not going to, you know, fuck around. Because the last ticket I got, a guy told me the same thing.
Are we at about 4 hours right now?
Yeah, we're 72 hours of podcasting.
All right.
But a guy told me the same thing, but I was in the UP of Michigan. I was up there doing a gig.
What part of the UP?
Just right over the border, like between Sault Ste. Marie and whatever.
St. Ignace.
Something like that. And the guy was like, you know, you can get this down, but I would have had to have driven all the way to the UP.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
And appeared, and I just said, fuck it, I'll pay it. Okay, let's move on. Next thing, top tennies.
Yeah, Janet, have you listened to that?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you listen to the one with me or the one with John's parents?
Parents.
Okay, John's parents love on top tennies.
People want my parents to do their own podcast.
Well, here's the thing. I listen to the top tennies with your parents.
Yes.
I found your parents entertaining.
Yes.
Some of the things that your parents said, just in case you want to listen or this doesn't entice you to listen, I took
toptennies.theoddest.com.
Yes.
Or then go to facebook.com/toptennies.
Well, you know, Top Tennies was the show that we actually recorded the first one.
Here.
The last time you were here.
Yeah, it was episode number one.
Stopped recording Joel
Radio.
I told
people not to listen to it.
Yeah, I know, which is a shame because it was
a
good show.
I'm just joking.
I know. Anyway.
What about my parents?
Well, there were some things on the show that was very funny.
Yeah.
Your dad is sneaking ice cream cones.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom doesn't realize your dad is... Your mom says your dad never eats ice cream cones.
He's eating sneaking ice cream cones and Slurpees.
I wrote that. It's written down on my paper.
Yeah.
Ice cream cones and Slurpees.
Yeah.
Because your mom said you haven't had a Slurpee in 20 years. And he goes, oh, yes, I have.
Right.
And so that was very funny that your dad is sneaking around on your mom.
Right.
He's cheating on your mom with ice cream cones
and
McDonald's.
Yeah, I love
Slurpees.
It.
So that was very funny.
Right.
They both love Seinfeld.
Oh, my God.
And you're missing out because they love Seinfeld so much and you don't.
A lot of people don't know this.
Oh.
But if you listen to the show, you'll hear some slight, you'll hear two ticks, like sounds.
Okay, yeah.
Right? There's 20 minutes that I edited out where my father and mother just narrate an entire episode of something.
Oh, well, yeah, I see that. Okay,
I took that
I
out.
Get that.
Yeah, I took it out.
And they like to bring you stuff.
Oh, my God.
When they come from wherever they live, up north in the state of Michigan.
Up near Alpena.
And they come down, and they bring a seemingly random collection of shit.
An unbelievable amount of nonsense. Three rolls of toilet paper.
But they act like you need this stuff.
They brought me three rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they brought me three rolls of toilet paper, a can of chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
Some Cheez-Its.
Okay.
And two bagels.
Oh.
Two bagels.
Just
two.
What kind of bagels?
Just sesame seed bagels.
Okay.
Two of them.
Yeah. That is odd. That is weird.
It's very strange.
But, you know, hey.
I did not expect your mother to be as soft-spoken as she is.
My mother, I'll tell you what, I'm a perfect blend of my parents, okay?
Yeah.
My mother is soft-spoken and loving, and my dad is absolutely fucking nuts. And I'm a perfect blend of the two of them.
Okay.
Well, when you tell stories about them, though, your characterization of them, I did not expect her to be, when I actually heard the recording
the two of
her
them,
voice,
yeah,
I didn't expect her to be so soft-spoken.
They hate each other because they've been in love for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still are in love.
Sure.
And when you listen to that podcast, you understand. Like, I think the best thing about that entire Top Tennies podcast, toptennies.com, the oddest, or toptennies.theoddest.com.
You can Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
Google will get you there.
My favorite part of that episode is that you hear me in the beginning doing the mic checks.
Yeah.
And there's like a 30-second sigh right before we begin. I'm like, can you hear yourselves?
They're way off mic for the first 10 minutes or so.
First of all, you have to understand, my dad is 460 pounds.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I've met your dad.
Yeah. And my mom is... I don't even know how you would say, like, for her, proportionate to her size, she's the same.
Okay.
So when I recorded, like, the mics only got so close to them.
Yeah, physically there was a distance.
When I said, like, the beginning, I tell my dad, like, you have to talk into this mic. He sits up, and his voice gets really clear in the microphone, and then as he's talking, like, he fades away. And it's because he can't hold himself up to the microphone anymore.
Okay. Well, they seem to either pick up the technique later as the show went on.
Yes.
Or you somehow.
I talked to them today. Yes. My dad and mom want to do it all the time.
Okay, but I have thoughts on that. I've written this down as well. They were very entertaining.
Yes.
I enjoyed listening to them.
Yes.
But you shouldn't have them on again.
No.
Because I feel like it's going to kill the bit.
I told my mom and dad.
Yeah, it's a bit.
That I love them.
They were being, okay.
I had this conversation with my dad today.
Yeah.
I told them.
And the other thing, and then I'll let you tell you.
No, go ahead.
When they become aware of their reactions that they're getting for talking the way that they're talking, they're not going to talk spontaneously anymore, and they're going to try to work it to make it seem like it's something like what they did before, which was interesting.
My dad said
so
to me.
So you have to limit their involvement in top tennies.
My dad said to me today that he wants to do it more often.
Okay.
And I told him exactly what you just said. I said, you're not going to do this again until you forget that I'm going to ask you to do this.
That's the idea. I agree with you.
Yeah. And my dad said, well, why? I have so much to talk about. And I said, no, I don't want you to talk about things.
You're completely right.
Yeah.
You're completely right. Yep. So I loved it.
Thank you.
But also I'm saying...
That's facebook.com/top10s. or weirdlectures.com if you like ghosts.
I'm saying once is enough. I mean, maybe 6 months down the road, eight months, a year down the road.
Yeah.
You bring them back. But I feel like if
that's why you're not going to be on for another year.
Oh, that's fine. I'm fine with that. And I'm fine with them not being on top tennies because they're very soon. And I'm thinking this will happen.
Right.
There may be a new show because I feel like you've created a genre on some level.
Yes.
That there will be a new show about what people like.
Yep.
And lists of things.
Yes.
And, you know, people going out and asking weird questions and getting answers.
Really?
And this new show is going to be called Joel's Polls.
Oh,
yes.
No,
that will be the new show.
I can't believe it.
That will be the new show.
Don't shut me out like
called
that.
Joel's Polls.
It It'll sounds be better than Top Tennies.
Well, first of all, the pun is better, or the wordplay, or whatever you want to call it.
I don't think so. I think
the
it's
alliteration
juvenile.
Is better.
I think it's juvenile.
So I will be out asking my own surveys of
ridiculous.
People. And I will bring the results out, and it'll be on its own show.
I've boycotted Joel
called
Radio.
Joel's Polls. No, wait a minute. I was going to ask you to be... As I was the first guest on Top Tennies, I was going to ask
first
you
guest. What
to be the first guest on Joel's Polls.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Whenever you want.
All right, John, thank you very much. Well, I'm going to stop Joel Radio, and we'll do Joel's Polls right now. I don't have any polls yet.
Don't do that.
I'm going to do polls when I get time to do polls.
You're
going to
have your music show on Tenco Productions.
You want
it doesn't
my
say
music
Tenco,
show?
It's not Tenco.
What's in my music show? What poll? What pun can
no,
we
no,
came
no,
up
you,
with
for Joel? How about calling it Joel Radio?
Well, that's taken.
Oh.
Joel Radio.
How about joelradio.com instead of .net?
I don't know if I can get joelradio.com because there was like a real estate guy in Kansas City.
Janet, are you ready for your show on the Tenco Podcast Network?
I'm ready.
You are?
I am.
Oh.
You love this, don't you?
I do.
You're having a good time, aren't you?
I can tell that she likes it.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time.
Can you imagine... you sitting there being Joel and two weird people sitting here and just grilling the shit out of them and making them laugh.
I grilled Janet pretty good, I think.
You did. I liked it.
Did I grill you pretty good?
Do you think you did?
I feel like I brought back things that you wrote that you were like, oh, he would, how does he know that? Is there a little bit of that going on?
No.
No.
I like the fact that you took the time to read the blog.
I absolutely did.
I like that too.
Well, I did.
That
I wasn't going to have
That's
her
something
on.
I wouldn't have done.
I know that. And that's why I'm a better radio personality than we
Absolutely.
Are, and everyone
I
agrees.
Agree.
But no, my point is I'm not going to have a guest on that I don't, you know, I mean, I'm having you on.
No, that was nice. I appreciate that. It was very flattering.
But I have Janet on as a relationship expert.
Right.
Which is
I
a term that I made that
what,
term up.
What time
but
are we
my point
at?
Is
when?
That.
What time are we
in the show?
Oh, like, yeah.
Like 2 hours.
Are we really?
Hardly. We've hardly scratched the
okay,
surface.
Wait. I'm about to go to the
but
bathroom.
My point. Yeah, go ahead.
So what I want you to talk about when I leave.
Sure.
Joel is currently out of a long-term relationship.
Okay. We can talk about that.
What did he do wrong?
Okay. You go ahead. You do what you got to do. I want to make sure he can go that way. Hold
I'm
on.
I'm going this way.
Janet, talk. Hold. Carry the show.
Oh, I have to carry the show.
Go this way. Yeah, you're good, Janet.
I don't know how to carry.
All right, I'm out of a long-term relationship.
You're out of long. So Joel is out of a long-term relationship.
I told you this when we were heading
and I'm a relationship expert.
I don't know how it relates to me because what I told you the other night, and I'll repeat it here, was that my ex isn't over the fact that we're over.
Right.
I think I told you that.
Yes.
And I'm not really sure what to do because I want her to be over it because she's not going to get back with me, and I don't even really want that. But I sort of pitched that once to her, and that didn't fly. But I almost said it as a way to like get her out of her funk of like not being with me anymore. But she's not over it. And I'm trying not to pay myself, like I'm not trying to say it in a way, like an egotistical way, or pay myself compliments. But it's very disturbing that she's so upset.
Disturbing?
It's disturbing because she was unhappy. And the reason I broke up, I ended it, because she was unhappy. And part of it was being unhappy with me, but part of it was being unhappy just in other things in life.
Okay.
But she wasn't fun to be around anymore, and I decided, I think that's, you know.
Sure.
I didn't want to be with an unhappy person anymore.
Okay.
And so I would like to know how to deal with her unhappiness. Is there something I can do to make her feel better about the fact that we're broken up? Because I feel like I'm over it, and I say over it like not in the grandest sense of the word over it, because I miss her, and you know, it was nice. It was like we had a great time. We dated for 3 years, and that's a long time.
No, actually, the best thing that you can do, and it's a really difficult thing, but the best thing that you can do is not give her any hope. I know that might...
Well, hope of what? What should I not give her hope of?
That might initially sound...
That we're getting back together, or...
Well, certainly not that you're getting back... Certainly that
you're...
Do not give her hope that you're getting back together.
And we're not.
That can't happen.
That's not happening.
And so, how often do you interact? How
not
frequently?
What is happening?
Everyone's...
Can people hear the ice in the...
Yeah.
Yes, that's actually all
people
hear.
No, that's fine.
It's ridiculous.
So,
it's
everyone's situation...
It's like you're here.
Everyone's situation is different.
Getting relationship advice from Shannon.
But...
I know. I was listening in the bathroom. I couldn't
I
stop.
I think that what you need to do... okay. And so just fill in my memory. How long were you together?
3 years. Three years. Over 3 years.
So you were together for 3 years. Did you? And how long ago did you break up?
Almost 6 months.
6 months ago.
5 months ago.
And when was the last time you spoke with her?
3 weeks, 2 weeks. But we went like months without talking, and then we started talking.
They went months without talking while they were dating.
No. After we broke up, we went months without talking, and then she called me. She would call me upset.
Right.
I thought she was fine.
Loved you.
But I thought she was fine.
There's still love there.
She probably was fine. She probably thought
that... She's not fine.
No, she was fine. Joel, she thought that she probably was going to find something better.
Okay.
Oh.
And move on right away. And now that
Joel is very lovable.
Hasn't. So she probably was unhappy. And she probably thought, you know, fuck this. I'm going to, you know, not... And I'm not... I'm just speaking candidly.
Yeah, she don't know her at all.
Speaking candidly.
You know, she's a stranger to you.
She's a stranger to me, yeah. And I've only just met you.
Sure.
So just speaking very candidly, very directly.
Please do.
She probably was thinking, you know, I need to get out of this relationship, and there's probably something better for me out there. And then she got out of the relationship and had an expectation that she would immediately find that. And did not.
Can I ask a question of the both of you?
Sure, John.
What is Janet and Joel?
Yes, sir.
What is the longest you've been in a relationship with someone?
Well,
I'm just interested.
I mean,
personally,
I'm just saying.
I have no. There's not a judgment here. There's not a judgment here.
My most recent relationship is the longest continuous relationship.
Okay.
I dated a girl on and off for like 4-something years.
Okay.
But that was on and off. But I think in one go, it would be the most recent relationship.
Okay. So 3 years.
She had an expectation that we would get married and all this stuff, and that was why part of why she wasn't happy.
I'm looking for the number. 3 years.
Three plus years.
Three plus
a little
years.
Over three.
Janet.
Okay, so Dan, who is my ex-husband, who I'm still friends with, and who is not a bad person, who is actually a very good person, but who
I'm friends
I
with
just
most
did
of my
not
exes.
Work out with. I met Dan when I was 14.
When did
So we dated on and off when we were in high school, although then we dated other people.
Okay, it doesn't count. So when does it start? When it's exclusive?
We started very seriously dating when I was 22.
Okay.
So 22 to
32.
32. So 10 years.
That's 10 years.
10 years.
That's a long time.
That's a big one.
And but we dated, I mean, so I have known him for almost 18 years.
Okay.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Okay.
I don't know.
And
I've never been married. I've never been.
The last girl that you dated that I knew or met more than once. I mean, three or four times. How long did you date that girl?
The young one?
Yeah.
Two years.
Only 2 years for that one?
Yeah. And before that,
like that was
longer. Before that was 3 years.
Okay.
And then before that was 6.5.
All right.
And then before that.
So what happened with 6.5? Because I feel like at 6.5, you really. Because my thing with my girlfriend at 3 years was. You need to marry me. She was giving me this stuff about you need to marry me or I need to move into your house.
The girl I dated for 6.5 years, we were going to move to New York.
Okay.
And so she went to New York with her mom. And she came back and was like, I got fucking loaded and blew a guy.
And that was it.
And I said, no.
No.
And I said, we've been together a long time. I understand that you're drunk.
Yeah.
We'll work through it. It's fine. We'll still go to New York. Everything's fine.
Oh.
So we stayed together for another 3 months.
Yeah.
We were eating dinner. And she said, I just need to let you know. I fucked the guy in New York. Unprotected sex.
Oh, geez.
And you should get yourself checked.
Oh, well, that's
And I said,
you do.
We're done.
Okay. Well, you know what?
And that's it. Now she's married and has a kid.
Okay. Well, that happens. I don't think you're out of line.
No.
I mean, it's weird.
I tried to give it a good go.
I think 6.5 years is long.
I have a friend, my friend Mark and Rebecca. They've been together for 30 years.
Yeah.
And they're not married.
Not married.
No. It just doesn't work for them. Marriage is a title,
and some people can have a longer relationship without that. For my ex, she wanted to get married, but she was more like, you know, it was more of a timetable thing. I think I wanted to marry her. She wanted to marry me. She wanted to do it sooner than I did. And I just.
How old are you?
I'm old enough.
How old are you?
I'm younger than Tenny.
That's
how
right.
old are you?
Joel is 27 years old.
Thank you very much, Joel.
That's a rough 27.
Joel, how old are you?
I'm 40 years old, and my ex was 35.
And you'd been together for 3.5 years?
Over three years, yeah. And I just said, look, let's wait. I'm in no rush. She wanted to move into my house. She wanted to get out of her apartment and move in here. And I said, I have roommates, and they're on leases, and I can't just move you in right away. And blah, blah, blah. And
but the last girl I did, the one that you met,
yes.
that I dated for 2 years.
Okay.
I mean, there was a 16-year age difference between
us. Okay, well, age difference is one thing.
I was like 39, and she was 23.
That can break you apart, but at the same time, it's not, you know.
We had the greatest breakup ever.
How was that?
On our 2-year anniversary, we went to the park to have dinner. And we were eating, and she said, I didn't get you anything for our anniversary. Is that all right? And I said, yeah, I didn't get you anything either.
Yeah.
And we kind of sat there for a second, and we were eating. We were eating, and we were kind of talking and joking and laughing.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I go, you know what's really funny? And she goes, what? And I said, you know what I should give you for our anniversary? Oh, and she goes, what? And I said, you should be single.
Oh.
And she goes, I want to give that present to you. And we've been friends ever since.
Oh, God.
It was perfect.
Yeah?
We just talked today.
That doesn't seem perfect. That seems awful.
No, it was great.
We went to dinner.
I went to dinner.
I would hate that.
I went to dinner with her family on Saturday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. I had Chinese food with my ex-husband last night.
Did you?
See? That's normal.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
It's normal.
You guys are awful.
It happens.
Who am I podcasting with? No, but I mean, it's still. I mean, I'm not saying you need to have animosity, but I feel
there's some bitches.
Breaking up happens. But the way he did it is not cool.
There's some bitches I hate. Trust me.
There are. Good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And I don't hate my ex. And then the one I'm talking about now.
I showed up at one of my ex's house to try and reconcile stuff, and I walked in on her blowing a guy. We had been broken up for 2 days.
Yeah?
You know how you have those
so you
breakups?
Didn't, you didn't get back,
wait, you know how you
so
those
you didn't
breakups?
Get back together, did you?
Nah, wait. You know how you have those breakups where you're like, we're break up, and then I'm going to talk shit about you a lot, and then a couple days later, we'll get back together?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
So we broke up, and I was like, we talked shit about each other for 2 days, and I was like, well, I guess it's about time I go over and I make shit up.
Right.
So I went over her house.
You bring her one day?
And I had a key. It's only been 2 days, right?
Right, 2 days.
Yeah, so I had a key, so I went in the house, and I went upstairs, and I walked toward her bedroom, and I opened the door, and she's blown a guy.
Oh, my goodness.
No, see,
that's tough,
no.
Man.
That's...
I had sex with her same day.
What?
I did.
What can I throw at John?
I did. That's true. That's a true story. I had sex with her same day.
The thing is that I can't talk about any of my stories because I...
Joel is outraged.
But Joel, I think that you were wrong.
Wait.
Oh, yes, I agree.
First of all, you started this fucker. Go ahead, Janet, please.
I think you were wrong.
Yes. In what way? Please, if you could... if you could elaborate...
I think that the whole thing about, you know, you wanted to wait and you weren't ready and all that.
I was happy with what I had. I was happy where I was. That's okay. Keep going.
I get it. But that's like kind of what I'm talking about. Like, and sometimes I talk about it with my girlfriends. I have a girlfriend who is really amazing, who I absolutely love, and she is in love with this guy, and she really wanted him to ask her to marry him, and then now he's actually in that place, and she's flipping out, and kind of wants to back out of it. And I was like, well, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
This is what you wanted. What's your deal? You know, and I was
what
like,
did she say?
She said, well, you know, well, what if it doesn't work out? What if ultimately shit goes sour and, you know, his family hates me and everything? And I said, well, Robin, you know, that you're going to wonder that about every guy forever. And so what you're actually asking yourself right now is not do I or do I not want to marry Scott? What you're asking yourself is do I or do I not want to marry anyone?
Well, my thing with my ex, though, was she was unhappy being with me because she would ask these questions about when can I move in your house?
Exactly.
When can we get engaged? When can we get married? When can we have kids? And I was like, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
So
but
why
now,
did you keep saying, I don't know?
Because I didn't know, but I knew it wasn't then. But then she's unhappy. So she gets more and more unhappy. Right. And then at the same time, she keeps asking the questions, why won't you marry me? And it's like, you're miserable. You're a miserable bitch right now. I don't even want to be in the same. I don't want to watch TV with you. And you want me to fucking move, have a child with you,
marry you? Can I tell you
something? And I don't want to sit here and I can't watch Game of Thrones with you because you're a fucking miserable bitch
right
now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, how can I do that?
Anger.
But I'm saying, in her mind, why wouldn't she just say, hey, I'll be nice and I'll love Joel and be in a good relationship. I'm not going to. Why treat me like shit?
It's a two-way street, dude.
But don't treat me like shit and then expect me to reciprocate and be nice.
I agree.
Don't expect all sunshine from me.
I agree.
And I put up with it for a long time when she was miserable.
Because you can't
I
get out of your own head.
I took
you can't
her.
Because no one can get out of their own head.
I love my favorite episode, Joel.
I took her to see Bruce Springsteen at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
You should have took me.
Next time you're going.
Thank you. When I
and
the girl
she
I,
was miserable because it started raining 2/3 of the way through the show, and she asked me to leave. And
well, that's bullshit.
And it wasn't just that, and it was just like I went having a good time, and she didn't have a good time, and it just became more of that. We would do things where in the past she would have fun, where she wasn't having fun.
There has to be
like,
a give and
how
take.
Can I marry you when you're miserable? You can't do it that.
Well,
for me.
She, you know what she's thinking, Joel?
She's thinking.
How the fuck can I have a good time with you when you won't marry me?
But I'm trying to just have fun. I want to live in the moment. I want to live day by day and enjoy what I'm doing.
I'll tell you what. I agree with both of you, if that's possible.
Well, okay.
Listen, it's a give and take.
Janet's coming around in my position, by the way.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a give and take.
Absolutely.
It's a give and take.
She totally is. She's laughing.
But it's a give and take, but you've got to be who you are. And you
are. You do. And
the girl I dated for 6.5 years, right? She was younger than me a little bit, just a couple years.
Sure.
Not like the 16-year difference, but just a couple years younger than me. And after like 3 years, she was like, shouldn't we be living together?
Ah.
And I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've been together for 3 years.
Sure.
I have a 2-bedroom apartment.
Sure.
You'll have a bedroom. I'll have a bedroom.
That didn't
fly. And she said, that's fine.
Oh.
There has to be a give and take.
I get you.
I said,
I get you.
Yes, we can live together.
You.
But you need to have your space.
Yeah.
I need to have mine.
I know.
And she was fine with that. She was smart enough to say, that's okay.
Okay. With my ex, it's been 6 months.
Right.
I might have said, now.
And I caught her joking on Facebook about you.
Yeah, you did. Well, you say that. Let me finish this statement.
I did.
I might be ready now, today, April 2013.
Right.
Had we not broken up in October 2012.
To marry her.
To say, now is the time you can move in.
Oh, my God.
I might have been ready to say that.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not trying to say that.
We've made a breakthrough.
But I'm not.
Janet
thinks I'm being a dick now, but I'm not.
You are being a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
What the fuck?
No, because shit changes in my life.
Oh. Janet, you made a breakthrough. Janet made a breakthrough.
Janet?
No.
Wait.
Oh.
But why can't she just be, if she would have just been nice to me.
Janet, you're the Oprah of Joel Radio.
No, it's not, Janet. Janet, it is not.
That really is.
No, it's not. It's honest.
I'm sorry.
You want me
how many
real?
Cocks can you fit in your mouth now? Are you up to four?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, please.
Are you up to four?
Gracious. Just Corey's.
Maybe Nigel Rosenblum and the dog. That's
because
the
you really
listen,
are a
no,
cocksucker.
Why am I a
really?
Cocksucker?
How are you she a cocksucker?
I'm saying that on a show, which is my show, which I'm free to say
it's
whatever
true.
The fuck
it's
I want.
True. You are free.
And I'm not going to call her and go like, hey, you know, let's do this or whatever.
Let's but call her right now.
It's over anyway. It's already over.
Let's call her right
this
now.
Is all,
so in October,
like,
in
it's
October,
an alternate universe.
She should have used her crystal ball.
No, listen.
Just hang on for 6 months.
This is an alternate universe.
It's my favorite episode of Joel
this
Radio.
Is John, in an alternate universe, the South got machine guns.
Yeah, I know.
And they wiped out the North and they took over.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
And in this alternate universe, my girlfriend stayed with me.
And now she's living
come
with you.
Come April, now,
yep.
Okay.
This weekend,
everything
the U-Haul's
she wanted,
pulling up.
Everything she wanted.
And her and her cat are going to move right in.
I agree.
I'm talking way too much about her tonight.
Okay, so, but John,
no,
I have
good.
A question for you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Can I tell
my
you?
My girlfriend badmouthed me on Facebook, and she blocked me on Facebook, so I don't even see this.
Right.
So John, she blocked
the,
me.
The day when everybody in the world.
This was not right.
This is the day when everybody in the world thought that they understood what was going on with the Supreme Court, and so they all changed their fucking Facebook profiles to equal signs.
Yes, the red and pink equal signs.
I am a lawyer, and I did actually understand.
I know you did.
It live
no,
on
I know.
C-SPAN.
So did I.
Okay.
So did I, and I read the briefs on SCOTUS blog. Right.
Let's get back to me.
Yeah, let's get back to Joel because that's this is his
Joel,
show.
Fuck
just,
that Supreme
so
Court shit. Get
while
back to
people
me.
Are saying all that stuff, I see a post from Joel's ex. I see a post from Joel's ex that says, I believe in equal rights and equal marriage rights for everyone except my ex-boyfriend.
How about that?
Look at that.
How about them apples?
That's not nice.
It's not nice.
That's not nice. That's not even funny.
No, that's not nice, but...
That's mean. And
but
she's posting
is it
that
some
out
sort
to,
of dark humor on her part?
She's posting it out to all of her friends.
She's a comedian, and she's trying to be irreverent. And she knows I'm not going to see it because I'm not her friend.
Right, but I see it, and she knows that I'm going to tell you.
Well, I know that her friends will listen to this and hear me talking to Janet.
Right.
And I'll get a call about who Janet is. And what did I do with Janet?
That's right, because she's like that.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, she'll never
no
know.
No one will ask you what you and Harry did because they already know.
We talked about Twilight Zone till 2 in the morning and Harry Nilsson. But listen, no, I thought that's wrong. I thought that was mean, and I didn't.
No, it is mean.
It's mean-spirited. It's mean-spirited.
I'm not mean to her. I'm really not. I really was a good boyfriend. And really, the thing with her is that, you know, she was like...
You guys always looked happy.
We had a great breakup, and she was always very proud of that we broke up, and it was dignified, and we were still friends. And then she calls me crying about shit, or she hears something. And the other thing is I took a girl out. I've been on, like, 2 dates.
Yeah.
I'll profess my loserness right now or whatever. I don't know.
You want me to outdo your loserness?
Whatever. I can't.
I can.
I'm drunk. I've had 2 dates.
All right. I haven't had sex in, like, 2 years.
We're going to end that tonight.
All right.
Me and you.
Oh, my God.
If Janet would just
call
fucking
Harry.
Leave. All right.
I know. If I would just get the fuck
call
out
Harry.
Of here.
Just get the fuck
call
out
Harry.
Of here. I've had 2 dates, and one of them was with a girl. Now, you tell me if
the
this
other
is wrong.
One was with
No.
Bad
one
stop,
of them,
stop, stop.
One of them was with a girl who she thought we both knew while we were together, and she thought I had the hots for while we were together, even though I didn't. But then when I got single, I did ask the girl out, but the 2 events really weren't related. But she was very upset about that.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel about that? I know it makes me look bad because it looks like
none of it.
I was into this chick And, you know, when I got, when I finally dumped one and picked up the other one, but there were months between when I broke up with the ex.
Okay. Let me give you the reiteration of the subscript. So here's what's your ex-girlfriend's name?
No, we can't say.
We can't say.
Oh, we can't say. Okay.
She was never on the show, and so I don't want to say. But you give her a name, and we'll go with it.
Okay, let's call her Stephanie.
That's good.
You know what? Let's call her something else.
All right. Yeah, let's call her something else. Let's call
There's
her.
There's a Stephanie that's in my life.
Right.
That is not her. Let's call her.
Nancy.
Nancy's fine. Nancy.
All right. Let's
my
call her Nancy.
Nancy.
Your ex Nancy. So, okay. So.
It's my mom's name.
Here's how. All right.
I was dating John's mom for 3.5 years.
That's why my dad is so crazy.
That would do it.
Okay, go ahead.
So, okay.
Relationship expert.
So here's how this worked.
Jen.
Nancy, before you
say
broke
the name
up,
of your blog for a second.
The name of my a field guide for avoiding
field
terminals. www.avoidingterminalstupidity.com.
Yes,
perfect.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Nancy.
Before Nancy broke up with
yes.
you, she was talking to all of her friends, and this is what she was saying to them. I want to marry him, and we've been dating for over 3 years, and
yeah.
he won't marry me, and he won't even let me move in,
yeah.
and he's such a prick. And
oh.
all of her friends were saying back to her, he is such a prick.
Oh.
You probably shouldn't stay with him. You can do so much better, Nancy.
Yeah.
Nancy, why do you stay with a guy who won't even let you move
yeah.
in with him after 3.5 years? And she said, well, it's complicated.
It is.
It's complicated,
it is.
Julie. And,
yeah.
and blah, 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 blah. And then they would say, well, it's not complicated at all. I don't see it that way.
No.
All I see is that he won't let you and your cat move in, and he won't, and you want to get married, and all you do is love him, and he does not love you back.
Yeah.
And so they had this back and forth and back and
well,
forth.
Well, people that
forth.
Didn't know me
did you
were
love
judging
her?
Me. I did love her. Absolutely. It was the best relationship I've
Are
ever had
Are you done
in my life.
Loving her?
Okay, so finally,
well,
here's
have
what
Have you
she
killed
decides.
That part of your heart?
She goes,
Joel Radio has killed that part of it tonight.
I'm going
yeah.
to...
Yeah.
I'm going to break up with him because either it will make him realize how much he loves me.
I broke up with her.
Well, you broke up with...
She was not...
Okay.
She, if
right.
she was unhappy with me, she wasn't unhappy enough to break up. It took me to do the breaking up
okay,
because
so
she was miserable.
You broke up with her.
She was withholding affection, you could say.
Okay. We all know what that means.
It's not, no, it wasn't even a sex thing because we were
okay,
having sex
just
up
totally,
until we broke up.
Okay.
It was just like she was not fun. Literally, when I talk about watching
distant.
Game
she
of Thrones
herself off distant.
And not having fun, that's what it was.
Okay, so
we
you
went
broke
to Bruce
up with
Springsteen
her.
And didn't have fun. We
right.
went to dinner and didn't have fun.
Right.
All the things we used to do that we used to love, she no longer loved. And it was because she was unhappy about our future.
My God, this is a great episode.
So initially she did this whole like Whitney Houston like
podcast of the year.
Every
yeah,
woman
absolutely.
Thing. Like she did this like whole Chaka Khan thing.
Yeah, a little bit.
She did. She totally did the Chaka Khan
Janet,
thing.
Will you be on Top Tennies? That's toptennies.theoddest.com.
You already have a guest book for Top Tennies.
I do. It's Corey's wife.
That's going to be good, actually.
It's going to be a great
wife.
Show.
You can find all out about Corey, more than you wanted to
oh,
know about
Corey.
Oh,
my God. We're going
to
find out a lot about Corey.
Okay, but Janet, go ahead.
So she did this Chaka Khan thing and was all into it. And then she thought that she was going to meet someone much better than you.
You see, I don't know because she hasn't dated anyone since.
No, she hasn't. But she, in her mind,
yeah.
in her mind.
Right.
Well, people have been inside of her since.
It doesn't. That's not even the
He's
point.
Honest.
You guys
that
are being.
Make,
you're
make
being
you mad?
Too doodly
Tenny's
about
official.
This.
Does that make you mad?
You're being too doodly
Does that
about
make you
this.
Mad?
Okay.
Does that make you mad?
In
no,
her sorry. Mind, you.
If it was you, it makes me mad.
You no longer deserved her, and she was going to do better than you.
I don't
and
know. I don't know.
Now it's been many months.
Yeah. I want her to be over me, but she's not. Why is she not over me if I was so awful?
Because
she's
one...
jealous of this girl that I took to dinner?
No.
But she is. She told
you were,
me she was.
Because you were better than she thought.
No, you don't get it. No.
She misses
no,
what
you guys
I.
Are both
she misses
it.
What she had of me, of my good qualities that she didn't recognize when I was with her.
Yeah, no. Both of you are missing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out.
She expected to meet someone new that would sweep her off her feet.
Yeah.
And she did not.
It's possible.
And now she's seeing that the world is kind of big and kind of lonely. And that she really loved you.
She
and
did.
Her
I
Chaka Khan
she...
moment is over.
Oh, my God.
I agree. She really loved me.
And
she
now...
was trying to align her Chakra Khan.
Yes. And now she's seeing that even though she did that, like, fuck you... like kick rocks thing.
Yes.
She never really meant that.
Really? Right.
And she wanted to do the weepy, sad, pathetic thing.
Interesting. I'm playing Evil Woman by ELO. It has nothing to do with that story whatsoever.
No, she always was never over you.
No, she wasn't. You're right.
That was grammatically horribly incorrect. She was never over you.
No, you're right.
She just, it was like,
you know, strangely enough,
your listeners
probably don't know this, Joel.
What's that?
You might turn the stereo down for this.
Okay. Mom, we're getting to the chorus.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Janet's singing now.
There you go. Come on, Janet.
I am. I'm singing now.
I can do better than this. You ready for this, Tenny?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
You got to throw Black Sabbath, Evil Woman.
You're breaking my heart.
There you go.
That's a great song.
So fuck you. This isn't my song.
All I want to do is have a good time. Now I'm blue.
Okay, see, this is your problem.
You want boogaloo. Run down the trail.
All right, Janet, we're making a mockery.
You guys moan and whine. You moan and whine. Oh, why can't I have a woman? Yeah. But this is what it is. You guys want everything just on your terms.
This is how men deal with things.
No, you wanted everything on your terms. You wanted this woman.
You're right. I'm not denying that.
And John, what you talked about. Yeah. Oh, after 3 years, she said maybe we should move in together. And you said, you're absolutely right. I have a 2-bedroom apartment. One room will be yours, one room will be mine. And she was smart enough to recognize that, no, you wanted everything on your terms.
No, I wanted to give her what she wanted, but I wanted to have what I wanted.
Okay,
and that was the greatest way to do it. She wanted to move out of her fucking parents' house, and she wanted to live with me.
Tell her, Tenny.
I wanted her to live with me, and so I found a common ground.
So at 41 years old, if you were going to move in with a woman.
Wait, what album is that off of?
It's a Son of Schmilson.
How would you move in with a woman now? Like, would you get an apartment with her? Like, how? Like, if you were gonna, or you own a house now, but if you were gonna move in with a woman,
right?
If you met someone,
right? I have a 3-bedroom house.
I have a 4-bedroom house. If anyone else,
you have roommates in those.
A hot tub. Well, I'm getting rid of.
I mean, how? Like, what would you do if someone?
A lot of people don't know this. Let me reveal some secrets here.
Yes. Oh.
It's the time of the, about 4 hours into this podcast.
It's been about 5 hours.
It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
It's late.
Right?
I have one more thing on my notes.
Okay. A lot of people don't know this. I reveal this because,
yes,
you know,
reveal.
A lot of people know this, but I was at Janet's wedding.
Oh!
I know that. Yes, he was.
A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that. Really?
I was at Janet's wedding.
So how long have you two known each other?
How long were you married, Janet?
You've known Janet over 10 years?
No,
I haven't
been
married.
She was married
for 3 years.
I was married for 4.5 years.
4.5 years.
Oh, you remember, but you were in this relationship for that long.
I was in a relationship with my husband for 10 years.
So I've known her for 5 years.
Five years. Interesting. Okay.
5 years. There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
I danced.
Yes, he did.
Did you dance?
At my wedding.
At Janet's wedding.
Did they play this?
They,
not my record.
They did not play this.
This wasn't on?
It was a great wedding.
Thank you.
I had a lot of fun. I did. I had a lot of fun.
I didn't see Janet.
I had a lot of fun.
Janet's fun.
John was at my wedding, yes.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun at the wedding.
Good. Well, there's drinks to you.
People ask me a lot of questions about ghosts. That's what they do.
They did.
Me,
and you went to the wedding and it was a ghost question.
Yeah,
it's
always ghost questions.
I have one more thing on my notes.
All right, let's do it.
I think this will perfectly sum up the evening.
I hope
think
so.
This perfectly sums up.
Get me out of here.
We don't have to do this if you don't want. I'll leave it to my guests.
Can we, if we don't stay here, can we go somewhere and I'll buy everybody drinks?
Oh, yeah.
I will
absolutely.
Go somewhere.
We can go somewhere.
I'll buy some drinks.
Here's the thing.
I have a minivan.
I have.
My car is here. I have to move it.
I have a minivan.
I have thoughts on.
I have to move my car.
Okay, we'll move
you
it
do?
To my apartment.
Yeah, that'll happen.
All right.
Here's what we got.
Joel, what do you got on your notes?
I have thoughts about The Voice on NBC. Does anyone want to hear those?
I do want to hear
those. Janet, non-verbally.
I don't, but okay. I'll listen. It's your
brilliant.
Podcast.
No, this is not even anything specific. If you don't watch The Voice, it's okay.
Yeah,
But this is something, and that's why I'm glad. I'm asking this. I wrote this knowing that you would be here. I know that you don't have cable, and you end up watching American Idol and all this other bullshit.
My mom.
Yes.
She watches it.
She watches The Voice.
All of it.
came up with something brilliant. Now, this is...
Okay.
Maybe I'm overthinking the whole thing.
Probably.
Maybe there's rules of the voice that I don't understand, but let me get this straight.
I'm in.
My feeling on the voice...
The pain has moved to the right side of my body.
Yeah, good.
Now.
That's good. Just needs to move.
Yeah, hopefully.
Eventually, you'll shit it out, and it'll be fine.
I hope so.
Janet, do you know the voice enough to follow along in this conversation?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Here's the point. My feeling of the voice is the whole show is based on a false premise.
Okay.
Here's the premise.
All right.
The premise is these judges sit in these big chairs.
Right.
They have their backs turned to the people that are singing.
Absolutely.
So they can't see the people who are singing.
Right.
So they can't make a judgment on them based upon their looks or their age or their weight or something like
it's
that.
It's about the voice.
Right. It's the voice. So what they do is they hear the voice, they decide who they want, then they turn around. Now, the idea is if these people turn around and they realize that the person that they chose is fat, ugly, old, or whatever,
they vote them off later on.
That means they made a bad choice.
Right.
So you can't say that The Voice is a show that's not about looks. It's actually all about looks.
Can I?
It's completely opposite of how they bill it. They bill it as a show that's not about looks. But the fact of the matter is if you choose somebody that can sing that doesn't have the look, you've made a poor choice, and you're ultimately
you
going to lose the
team.
Game. So the show is not about The Voice. It's about everything else.
So it's completely hypocritical.
Completely, that was a breakthrough I had, John.
Can I give the both of you my
That's
breakthrough?
That's very philosophical.
Does that not make sense?
Can it makes complete sense.
Thank you, John.
I implore your listeners of Joel Radio
yes.
Gannett.
I think that's
tens of thousands of listeners.
Tens of thousands.
Because
all over
one
world.
Of the things that interested me about The Voice, I thought this is going to be a great show.
Yes.
When it first started, its first season, I thought this is going to be great.
Yes.
Like, they are going to judge people on musical quality, the voice. Like,
and only that.
And only that.
And only that.
And the guy who won, I got interested in the first season.
Yeah.
And so I, like, Googled him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every single person that's won The Voice has already had a record contract.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
I thought there were certain rules.
No. They've all, every single person
has had.
Is a failed
So they
Already
had, see, they had major, a deal and they got dropped.
They,
or something.
They were a major label recording artist that's been dropped.
Okay.
And so it's all a fucking scam. Like, how? Like, listen, if you're going to do this show.
I don't know if I go
listen,
so far as to call
no,
it
No, it's a scam.
Scam
because if you're going to do a show, you when you're you have your contestants come in, you say, listen, have you already had a major label?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. And you're like, well, you can't fucking do this then because you had your chance.
Sure. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, no, really? You had one? Let's give you another fucking chance
fine,
at being
listen,
a
mean,
major
I mean,
label recording artist.
But it's a different way of looking at things. And
the
also,
way,
they don't have age limitations.
By the way, Kid Rock released a PSA today.
Yeah. What? How is that about you?
About stealing, downloading illegally music.
Yeah.
Right? Kid Rock stole like eight songs from me.
Eight songs from me. You wrote these songs and he took them.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Our lead singer has a tattoo on his chest that says, I am the bull god.
Are you in a band
that
right
was
now?
You wrote that.
And Kid Rock has a
You're
song.
You're claiming to have written that. Your guitar player wrote
called
that.
I'm the guitar player.
John.
Oh, you wrote that.
If you listen to Devil Without a Cause.
Yes.
I was friends with Kid Rock for many years.
You were friends. He's from
John,
the area.
John, are you in a band right now?
Not anymore.
Okay.
No.
No. When he does a song about stealing stuff, fuck Bob Ritchie.
Oh, there it is. It's all coming out now.
It's all coming out.
Bob Ritchie, go to hell.
Stole my songs.
Stole his songs. Interesting.
That's all I got to say.
Right. Thank you, John.
John.
My favorite episode of Joel Radio.
John, can I ask
you? Top 10
It was your favorite 2 hours ago, and it's maintained.
My
John,
God.
Can
it's
I
maintained
ask you
that
There's no
me.
Way I'm going to listen to
Even our voice conversation.
No, I'm not sure
no,
I'll
Janet,
listen.
Go ahead. What are you going to ask?
Will you indulge me a little
Anything
bit?
Anything you want to know. I have
okay.
no secrets.
So, no, it doesn't
not
have
Sarah
Swatzy.
He does usually.
So the other night I was at Gus and outside you were telling a story
309 South Center Street
about a man and a bucket of chicken.
Oh, that G.G. Allen.
Yeah.
What did G.G.
Do you know who G.G. Allen
I know exactly who G.G. Allen is.
I actually still do
she never
not.
Knew. She never knew who
All right,
he was.
Tell me what G.G. Allen did and I'm going to tell Janet that G.G. Allen can go fuck himself and you don't need to worry about it. But tell me what G.G. Allen did.
And this horrified me. I don't think of myself as a naive person, but now I kind of do.
All right.
Will you tell the story on Joel Radio?
I told Janet about the time I played my punk band, played with G.G. Allen.
Oh, jeez.
And the night that we played with him, the owner of the club told me to go and get some food. So I went and got Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay.
Which he told you to get. You said.
Yeah.
But G.G. Allen signed off on KFC or whatever.
No, Mark, the owner of the club.
Mark, the owner of the club. He said, get Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Get Kentucky Fried Chicken. You get it?
So I came back with Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is the only, and I came back, and Mark, the owner of the club, said, G.G.'s in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom and give him a bucket of chicken.
Okay.
So I went back into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Knocked on the door. G.G., are you in there? He's like, yep.
Okay.
I open up the door, and I walk in. G.G.'s laying in the bathtub, and he goes, float this that fucking bucket on the water.
Okay. So.
And that probably wouldn't have floated. That wouldn't float.
A bucket of chicken probably would.
Bucket of fried chicken?
For a few seconds.
There's air inside the bucket, which would mean it would display some water and float for a little bit.
So I put the bucket of water down on the,
It upset me immediately. I was like, as soon as you said
I put the bucket of chicken down on the water.
Yeah, she's sad for the chicken.
I put the bucket of chicken.
Some kind of way.
I put the bucket of chicken on the water. I put the bucket of chicken on the water and I looked and I saw that Gigi had shit the bathtub.
Well, I was going to say Gigi probably shit in the bucket of chicken. That's what he's known for doing.
Exactly.
But he shit the bathtub.
He had shit the bathtub.
But he wanted the chicken in
the
shitty
floating on the water.
And the shit water.
Yes.
G.G. Allen, just so you know, Janet, is a guy who really was known for shitting on things. I mean, he was in a punk rock band.
Thank you.
And he was, you know, but he was mainly known for getting in fights and shitting on the, you know, on the stage or in the floor of a venue. And in fact, I think he was more famous from the movie they made about him.
Right. Hated in the Nation.
Yeah. That was Todd Phillips who made The Hangover, ended up making The Hangover. His first movie. A guy named Todd Phillips made this movie. He went on to make The Hangover and Hangover 2. And
I was mad that he didn't interview me.
He was an NYU film student. And he made this G.G. Allen documentary.
We played that episode with the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
We were the band. Name of my band was Degeneration.
Okay.
Degeneration.
D-E-G-E-N-A-T-I-O-N. But we check it out on top10s.theartist.com. Or facebook.com/weirdbunches.
Okay, you've plugged it up.
Anyway, I know, thank you. But we were the last band to play with G.G. before he went to prison.
Oh.
We played with him in Muskegon on Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, yeah.
Then he went on Sunday to East Lansing.
Yeah.
And he set a girl on fire and cut her nipples off and then went to prison.
What?
Yeah.
Well, G.G. was he was violent. You know, it's G.G.
was not a nice person.
G.G. Allen stories are better than actually if you saw G.G. Allen.
I was frightened.
Her G.G. Allen, none of it was good.
He wasn't
talented. He was an idiot. And
So my question to John at the end of the story, I said,
he overdosed on heroin shortly after probably played with him, right?
What was that?
When did he die relative to
he was in prison for, I think, 5 years.
And then he got out.
Then he got out and he told everybody, I'm going to kill myself on stage. And then he died.
He OD'd on heroin.
Yeah, like 2 years.
There's footage of him doing a show in New York.
Yeah.
And then rampaging down the streets of New York naked.
Oh, yeah.
And attacking people.
Yeah.
It's really great. You can see it on YouTube. I mean, but it's.
So just one of those people that just.
The two nights that we played with him.
Yeah.
He cut his chest open with beer cans and beer bottles.
Yeah.
He shit on the stage. He shoved the microphone up his asshole.
Yeah.
He sat on the stage naked and kids blew his flaccid penis.
Right.
What?
That's him. That was
Jesus. But guys would do that to him.
Yeah.
Because
they wanted to be able to talk about it.
I know. And why are you throwing? You're putting their show in the gutter.
I have.
That's what you've done.
This is still my favorite.
We had a wonderful show.
Janet, what's your website?
It's been a wonder.
So my website is www. Which we don't even need to say anymore.
You don't need to say www.
No, you don't.
Anymore.
So it's avoidingterminalstupidity.com.
Stupidity.
And it's called a field guide.
How do you spell stupidity?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on, you know. Do it, Janet. Tell.
Show me.
Show him.
Show me. Go.
Don't freaking try. S-T-U-P-I.
Come on. Come on, you can do it.
S-T-U-P-I-D-I-T-Y.
Yeah.
Yes. You have no idea how difficult that was.
What's wrong with me?
The name stupidity in your blog and you can't spell it, that's funny. So
right,
I
that is funny.
John's going, but you spelled
that
it.
Word is particularly difficult after I've had cocktails.
No, I
don't know why.
Let's go have drinks.
It's 1:10 and we've got lots of drinks here and you sure you want to go have drinks?
You guys can stay if you want.
No, I'm going with you.
What are you going? going.
Wait, you got to hear the music.
We haven't even left. All right. Well,
I didn't mean to do that.
No, I need a cigarette.
That was actually.
You can have a cigarette.
This is my favorite show.
I know it's your favorite show
ever. Would like a cigarette.
I just want to say thank you to the listeners.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
I
might not be on any more podcasts.
What does that mean?
I
have
like to
a tooth in my gallbladder or something.
No. Yeah, you think you're dying and you're not going to be on any more shows.
Joel told me, I'm going to try and believe that he said I'm okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
The last thing I would like to say my parting comment is that these men think that that they can't get women, but the truth of the matter is that they are all extremely emotionally unavailable.
Oh.
And they need to get out of their own way.
All right. Well, well, Janet, I don't know what I ever feel, but you were a great guest.
Thank you.
I'll say that.
Thank you.
Whether I agree or disagree.
I'm not joking. This is my favorite episode.
I hear you.
It has Janet.
It does have Janet.
It has you.
It has me.
It has me.
Yeah.
It has
Limited
you.
Limited Corey.
Harry.
Very little Harry.
Just a little bit of Harry.
Just a little bit of Harry.
A little tiny bit of Harry.
It's everything I ever wanted out of this podcast.
It was good. We sang Prince together. What else?
I forgot about that until you just said it.
You forget we sang. You want to sing Prince on the way out?
No, I just want to listen to that. Terrible MIDI.
my whatever you call this.
Yeah,
Creative Commons free music that I play at the end. Well, I mean, what else can I say? I mean, it was a good show.
Wrap it up, Joel.
I want to thank John Tenney, of course. Go to weirdlectures.com.
Top tennies.theotis.com.
Listen to him and his parents. And, of course, Janet and her great blog. Woo! Field Guide to Avoiding Terminal Stupidity.
AvoidingTerminalStupidity.com.
Stupidity
spelled the usual way.
I mean, Janet's show will soon be on the Tenco Podcast Network. If it doesn't say Tenco, it's not Tenco.
If it doesn't say Tenco, it's not Tenco.
Janet is saying that the show is sold. The deal was made right here.
We're done.
All right. Look for Joel's polls.
Get out of here. Joel's I'm suing you already. I'm suing
you. No! For what? What did I steal the idea?
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. I'm going to hire her and come after you.
And then I'll hire her to come after you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. Catch me next time. Joelradio.net. Good night.